denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
Congress opens examination of the Foley email scandal.
Who knew about this and when and what did they do?
Amish funerals for victims of school siege.
The child was wrapped in a very simple cloth.
Horror at Iraqi hospitals.
Places where death squads operate freely.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A House committee begins asking questions this morning about explicit messages from former Congressman Mark Foley to teenage boys and about what House Speaker Hastert knew and when. CBS's Bob Fuss with the tales on Capitol Hill.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi wants the Ethics Committee to quickly start questioning House Speaker Dennis Hastert and others and report back. The committee is likely to move slowly, but the politics is moving very fast. Hastert seems to be losing support among other Republicans who are terrified that he and this scandal are going to bring them all down at the polls next month. Top GOP leaders and their staffs are all pointing fingers at each other now as expectations rise that someone's head is going to have to roll.
The CBS's Peter Mayer joins us live from Washington with word on one person caught up in the scandal who has stepped down.
His name is Kirk Fordham. He's a former top Foley aide who has now resigned as chief of staff to New York Republican Thomas Reynolds. Fordham says more than 3 years ago he warned Speaker Hastert's staff about Foley's contacts with pages. Hastert's office denies that, though. This controversy is a week old now, and GOP strategist Babe Buchanan believes Hastert must go. She says President Bush should send the message.
He needs privately, possibly, to advise the House. It's time to move on, fellas, if you want to keep the majority.
But publicly, the president supports the speaker. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There have been calls for the Congressional Page program to be shut down. Rick Ritter, a former page whose daughter was also a page, thinks that would be a big mistake.
You don't blame the Page School and the institution of the Page School for the inability of some members of Congress to act like responsible adults.
Pennsylvania Amish country shaken by Monday's schoolhouse bloodbath today holds final private farewells for most of the young victims.
This is Rob Milford in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. Today's funeral services and burials of four victims will be, like most things Amish, private. Funeral services are done in the family home. Burial in a private Amish cemetery, the location known only to the Amish. Any media coverage will be viewing the horse-drawn wagons and buggies as they go to and from the cemetery.
The funeral for the fifth girl will take place tomorrow. In Iraq, a CBS News exclusive, a U.S. military report obtained by CBS News detailing how Shiite commandos have set up camp in some hospitals. With chilling accounts like this one, a hospital worker describes.
A man was bringing his murdered brother to the morgue. They asked him if he knew who the killers were, and he said yes. They shot him right there.
And Chief Foreign Correspondent Lara Logan says some places of healing have been transformed into death chambers.
Sunni patients are being murdered, some dragged from their beds. The militia is keeping hostages inside some hospitals, where they're tortured and executed. They're using ambulances to transport hostages and illegal weapons, and even to help their fighters escape from U.S. forces.
Iraq's defense ministry today denies reports that say the new leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq was killed in a U.S. raid. The military does say some al-Qaeda suspects were killed in the operation. A Navy man has struck a deal with military prosecutors in last April's kidnap killing of an Iraqi civilian. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The reports say that 21-year-old Melson Bakos, a Navy corpsman, has agreed to a plea bargain. Bakos will testify against the seven Marines who are also charged in the case. In exchange, the most serious charges against Bakos will be dropped. He will serve just 1 year in the brig. Bakos reportedly will give details of the incident at Camp Pendleton tomorrow.
Pakistani police defused two rockets not far from the country's parliament and pointed at main government buildings. Authorities say they were set to be launched by cell phones. In Afghanistan, a ceremony as NATO assumed control of the eastern part of the country from American forces a few hours ago.
It remains to be seen how successful they'll be. That probably won't occur until next spring, because very quickly we're going to be moving into the wintertime in Afghanistan, and military operations will, out of necessity, slow down.
The CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, says while NATO is in charge, thousands of American troops are still in the region. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Trying to get back to some sense of normalcy in Bailey. Platte Canyon High and junior high school students returning to classes this morning. The autopsy report in on the Platte Canyon High School shooting. And Steve Alexander tells us what it says.
The autopsy shows that hostage taker and killer Dwayne Morrison was not drunk or high, no booze or drugs in his body, but he had three more bullet holes than we thought. Last week, Park County officials told us that Morrison shot and killed himself just after shooting and killing 16-year-old Emily Keyes. Now, there is no official confirmation whether it was his bullet or the three from the SWAT team that killed him.
President Bush in Colorado for a short visit yesterday and a fundraiser for gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre.
I appreciate those kind words, Governor.
The visit raised upwards of $500,000 for Congressman Beaupre. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Well, it's a quiet start to the commute. We have nothing going on in terms of collisions. You've got a nice drive throughout the metro. We had CDOT pulling some restrictions along I-25 as usual. You might still see some crews out between Orchard and Bellevue, but nothing there in traffic lanes to slow you down. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, going to be pretty nice. 75 degrees, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You want to be the next Progressive superstar? Get your stuff to us by the 6th. By the 6th of October. What's that, Friday? So you only got a couple of more days to get in on this contest. Go to am760.net to enter. We have got a ton of stuff here this morning. Today, October the 5th, is the 30th anniversary of the bombing of Cubana Flight 455, and Luis Posada Correas was the mastermind of that terrorist plot. He's been in a U.S. government jail. He's been in custody now for about a decade. The exile community in Miami is pressuring the Bush administration to release him. We're going to discuss how that conflicts with the idea of jailing terrorists, and we'll talk to Peter Kornbluth about that coming up. We've also got, we'll do the Springer Show again this morning, and we've got senior editor of the Springer Show, Springer on the Radio, Gene Galvin with his blog report. We're also going to talk to a doctor, Jack Drescher, who is from the American Psychiatric Association. He is going to dispel the myth about gay people and pedophilia that is being spread all over the networks now, and all over the news media, in an attempt to try to get Hastert, Reynolds, Boehner, and the Republican Party out from underneath this scandal revolving around Foley. And I found something really humorous on the internet today, and I don't have time. I don't have time to read it all. But Newt Gingrich made this statement about the Democrats, where he said, let me quote some of this to you. It's an AP story. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said Wednesday, the Democratic sex scandals have been far worse than the suggested internet messages sent to teenage congressional pages by former Republican Mark Foley. Gingrich said Democrats have wanted to punish their offenders less than the GOP. What we don't have to do is allow our friends on the left to lecture us on morality, Gingrich said at a party fundraiser in Greenville. There's a certain stench of hypocrisy. And what I did was I looked up all the sex scandals that Republicans have been involved in. There are at least 20 pages of them. Some of these are people who you know. Dick Armey, former professor, has been accused by the Dallas Observer of sexually harassing female students. Jim Baker, televangelist with Pat Robertson of Robertson's Church Christian Broadcasting Network, committed adultery with Jessica Hahn. You remember that? Bob Barr, Republican congressman from Georgia, sponsored anti-gay Defense of Marriage Act, saying the flames of hedonism, the flames of narcissism, the flames of self-centered morality are licking at the very foundation of our society, our family unit. He was married 3 times and paid for his second wife's abortion. And it just goes on and on in here about all these guys. I'm just scanning down the list here looking for people that you know. Pat Buchanan, presidential candidate, media talking head, his campaign refused to confirm or deny whether Pat had chlamydia or any other venereal diseases. Don't you love this? Jim Bunn, congressman from Oregon, With his success due in great part to support from the Christian Coalition, Bunn won his congressional seat, then immediately ditched his wife, mother of five children, married a staffer, and put his new wife on the state payroll for an unheard-of salary of $97,500. Dan Burton, Republican congressman who was who, while married, fathered a child by another woman. Neil Bush, brother of G.W. Bush, in March of 2003, divorced deposition, admitted repeatedly having sex with strange women who just showed up at his room while on an Asian business trip. Aren't these great? Roy Cohn. Does anybody remember Roy Cohn? He continuously, he was involved in the McCarthy years, and he continuously condemned gays and gay rights. Well, he was a closet homosexual who died of AIDS. Dan Crane, Republican congressman, married, father of six, received a 100% morality rating, rather, from the Christian Voice, had sex with a minor while working as a congressional page. Paul Crouch, televangelist, former president of Trinity Broadcasting Network, paid $425,000 in hush money in an attempt to cover up a gay affair. Oh, so 16 after already? I'm not even done here. I'm still looking over this list. There's a lot of people on this list, too. Oh, John Fund. You see him on TV a lot, right? Fundy is, as Chris Matthews calls him, John Fund of the Wall Street Journal, a prominent anti-abortion columnist for the GOP and also a GOP fundraiser. He lost his position after it was revealed that he impregnated the daughter of an old girlfriend and then encouraged her to abort his child. Newt Gingrich, of course, married three times. Rudy Giuliani, possible GOP presidential candidate, had an adulterous affair, pocketed $80,000 for speaking at a charity benefit for a tsunami aid, which raised only $60,000 for the victims themselves. Don't you love this stuff? I mean, I'm not even done here. I'm just looking through Henry Hyde, judge who oversaw Clinton's impeachment proceedings, prominent opponent of reproductive rights, who had an extramarital affair with a woman who was married and had three children, during the course of which she and her husband were divorced, and he never married her. Bernard Carrick, remember him, had two simultaneous adulterous affairs. I. Lewis Libby, better known as Scooter, former assistant to President and Chief of Staff Vice President Dick Cheney, in 1996 published a novel containing bizarre sexual content, including bestiality and pedophilia. Rush Limbaugh, you people, triple divorced, pill-a-day drug addict, and that comes from The Smoking Gun. Bob Livingston, former congressman, Republican from Louisiana. You probably remember him. He resigned from the House in the wake of revelations about his past adultery. John Matthews, Republican talk show host in Houston, was indicted for indecency with a child, including exposing his genitals to a girl under the age of 17. Bob Packwood, remember him? Your boorish behavior. Republican Oregon, resigned 1995 under the threat of public Senate hearings related to 10 female ex-staffers accusing him of sexual harassment. And how can we forget the one and only Bill O'Reilly, right-wing conservative talk show host at Fox News, sued for sexual harassment by his producer. And the list still goes on and on here. I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface of all the people in here. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, right-wing conservative radio host, promoter of family values, estranged from her mother, opposed to birth control, has had her tubes tied, exposed, espouses saving oneself for marriage, admits to having sex before she was married, opposes adultery, has committed adultery while she was married, and has slept with a married man, opposes divorce, is divorced and remarried, and has posed for nude photos which were available online. Anyway, so the list goes on and on here about the GOP and their sex scandals. I think this is the list I'm going to hang on to because it's so fun. Maybe John Caldera would like to talk to me about this, or maybe Dan Kaplis about the Family Values Party, the Republican Party. All right, we'll talk a little bit about Beaupre being... Oh, you know what? I've also got some sound of the Republicans defending themselves over the Foley situation. I'll play that for you coming up. And Bush was here to campaign for Beaupre, and he made one of the funniest statements I've ever heard. And we'll play that for you. You want to jump in on any of this?
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Rare opportunity to meet with Senator Russ Feingold. Visit winterforcongress.com for more information.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
Allied Insurance reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the U.S. is at risk of developing breast cancer. Early detection and treatment greatly improves the chance for survival. For information about the options available to you or a loved one, consult your health professional or visit nbcan.org. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. That's Allied Insurance, making a difference in our community.
Top three reasons we're painting the dining room this weekend. Number three, we're hosting Thanksgiving this year, and this old paisley wallpaper is enough to make you lose your appetite. Number two, rum raisin paint whets my appetite. And number one, I'm saving $5 on paint.
Now through October 9th, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint, both by manufacturer mailing rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 75, partly sunny. And the Jerry Springer Show coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll do this through Friday, and you got to call me on another number, 1-877-345-3779. But right now, you can call me at the 303-713-7600. All right, this is the GOP deflection machine all over the media. Rather than dealing with the Foley situation and dealing with it head on, this was what they did when they got on. They started talking, of course, about Bill Clinton, because you know they got to do that, even though that doesn't apply because Monica Lewinsky was a consensual adult. And in the Foley situation, we're talking here about kids. But they got into all of this stuff. And here's what it this is from MSNBC, from Oberman's show. We thank them for this.
Or are there?
Because I continue to ask, are they really offended by this? How many of them wish they were in on the action?
Had they overly aggressively reacted to the initial round, they would also have been accused of gay bashing.
They fearful of acting because they would be seen as homophobic or gay bashing?
You're not going to tell me these are innocent babies. The kids are egging the congressman on.
There have been other scandals, as you know, that have been more than simply naughty emails.
Republicans, when caught red-handed, step down and resign, while Democrats almost in some ways use it as a badge of courage to move forward.
The fact of the matter is, the Democrats have scandals of their own.
Inappropriate behavior towards subordinates didn't cost Jerry Studs his Democratic seat in Massachusetts.
How about Jerry Studs?
Jerry Studs admitted having sexual relations with a male page.
Jerry Studs was caught with an underage male page.
That's what I'm saying. Gary Studs' person was 17 years old.
Barney Frank had a prostitute in his house.
Barney Frank.
Barney Franks, who ran a prostitution ring out of his home.
Barney Frank, Stephen Gobe, was running a little male prostitution ring out of Barney's basement Barney didn't know about.
But I haven't seen anything else. I mean, the Clinton stuff, I guess, the real far right thrown around.
I don't want to bring Clinton into it. You're going to say, well, Monica was 19. But hang on a second. Monica was a teenager and she was an intern.
The President of the United States, what about President Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Who took advantage of an intern in the Oval Office?
People like Bill Clinton.
President Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Who took advantage of an intern in the White House?
Bill Clinton.
I would just hope that people don't try to turn this into something political.
Yeah, okay. But see, when they start to get to in two things, in the Jerry Studs case, that the person involved in that was 17, and in the District of Columbia, I believe that that's the age of consent. And in the situation with Monica Lewinsky, she was not, she was way over the age of 18. She was in her 20s, and in this case with Mr. Foley, what are we talking about here? We're talking about kids that are like 16. Let's go to Charles on I-25. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, isn't it interesting how Dennis Hastert's latest denial is kind of blaming ABC News and Democrats and liberals everywhere? And I was thinking, isn't it really crazy how the Republicans are becoming the party of pass the buck versus the buck stops here? They want to blame any and everybody for their own misgivings and seem to be incapable of accepting responsibility for themselves.
Yeah, Hastert's shopping that thing around about how it's the Democrats that tipped off the press, but the Capitol Hill newspaper, The Hill, says the source who gave this information out back, he gave the information out back in July, was a former House, about the House pages. This whole information came from a House GOP aide. So it did not come from the Democrats, as Mr. Hastert would like to have his constituents believe.
Well, and it's very interesting that that's kind of systemic with the entire Republican Party in that they just want to blame any and everybody else, particularly if you're pointing out their own misgivings or you're pointing out missteps in Iraq or whatever the case may be. They seem to be incapable of accepting, you know, critical rebuke in a constructive way and making some changes in policy. It's crazy.
I agree.
I want to also point out that, you know, with these upcoming midterm elections, if the Democrats do gain control of the Senate, I'm almost certain with any kind of serious investigations, it's probably going to be some jail time. And if that said, I think the Republicans are probably, they don't have any choice. They're going to have to be in lockstep and try everything they can, including using corruption to keep their control with power. And, you know, just FYI, hopefully the Democratic National Committee knows that, and they're going to go after him because, really, I don't see how we can think that corruption will stop at the ballot box, you know. I mean, we're all excited about the possibility of regaining control of the Senate, but, you know, these guys, given what we know, I don't really believe that corruption is going to stop at the ballot box again.
I think a lot of it can. I think a lot of it can stop at the ballot box. There are Democrats who have gotten themselves in trouble. There are Democrats who will continue to get themselves in trouble. There are Democrats who make what I consider to be boneheaded moves. I mean, I think Joseph Lieberman tops the pack right there with that, and Ken Salazar is a close second. So there's going to be those kind of people always involved. But we have a better chance of taking the awful track that this country's on and turning it around under a Democratic legislature than we do with the current leadership. And the current leadership has shown that they can't handle anything. I mean, this guy, this Fordham guy who worked for Tom Reynolds, who also worked for Foley at one time, who came out yesterday and said that he had told Hastert's office about these this foolishness going on with Foley 2 years ago, contradicts everything Hastert has publicly said. So have they tried to cover this up? Yes. Will we get an honest investigation into it? No, not as long as the Republicans control the Ethics Committee, but we certainly damn well can try. Thanks,
Bingo.
For... Thank you, man. I appreciate it. All right. Three lines open. It's 303-713-7600. I want to get to Bush campaigning here for Both Ways Bob, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. And here's some news for you, Gina.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a big Beatles fan you are.
Oh.
We'll talk about this a little bit later on in the morning.
Okay.
The Beatles have a brand new CD coming out.
How's that possible?
The music has been remixed by George Martin, and they are saying that the Beatles' longtime producer, and they're saying that it is a new way to experience Beatle music, never before heard, and that's going to be out next month. And we got a guy coming on the show. When is this, John? Next week, Wednesday. We got a guy coming on the show who just has written a brand new biography of the Beatles.
That is awesome. Do you know that my first album, the first album my dad ever gave me as a child, was Meet the Beatles? Does that date me?
No, but I've always longed to get on the radio here on a lighter subject. I've always longed to do this, to get on and ask people, what was the very, very first album? And maybe if we got people who are young enough, CD. What was the very first album that you ever went out with your own money and you bought?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I do. I think I was 11 or 12, and I bought the... What are the small vinyl? I'm spacing in now. The little ones.
The 45s?
The 45s. I bought a 45 of Michael Jackson ABC.
That was the first one you ever paid money for?
Yes.
I think the first one I ever bought was one of those Beatles albums. Maybe the Beatles' second album?
Uh-huh.
What about you, Turk? What was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought... I went to Sound Warehouse. I remember I was a little kid. I went to Sound Warehouse over here off of Evans and like Colorado Boulevard, and I bought two CDs. My first stop in. One was Fleetwood Mac Rumors, and the other was Styx, Mr. Roboto. So I don't know what that says about me, but those are my two first CDs or tapes, actually.
How old were you then?
I was probably 5, 6, or 7 years old, something like that.
Wow,
it was right when MTV came out, so like, you know, 1980, 81.
You had pretty sophisticated taste.
Oh, I always have. And then it was like Duke Ellington. I was into jazz pretty early, too, as a young kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac and Styx. What's up with that? I don't know.
Beatles and Otis Redding for me. Those would be my two. All right, 6:33, 27 before 7. What's going on with traffic?
Well, Jay, nothing unusual. Freeways, for the most part, running up to speed. We don't have any major areas affected by wrecks. Eastbound 270 just getting crowded now, I-76 to York. Southbound 25, of course, catching all that congestion now, both sides of I-70, 104th to 84th, and then we have the usual buildup now from I-70 to Spear.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
soft as you and your body need to get more deep restorative sleep. Visit the Select Comfort store today to find your sleep number and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep number. Mine's usually between 75 and 80. And this month, you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, with 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America. Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little bit better during a very, very stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all the proceeds from the beds, pillows, sheets, everything sold in October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TVs, movies, music, sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. And you can even register to win an autographed signature bed by simply finding your sleep number at your Select Comfort store. For a limited time, it's even easier to start sleeping better and help a great charity, because now through October the 9th, Select Comfort Stores is offering no interest and no payments until 2008 on selected bed sets. So see your local Select Comfort store for complete details. There are over 400 Select Comfort stores across the country. Here along the Front Range, we've got Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and Promenade Shops at Centuria.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Stop into Check and Go today and register to win your next loan free during our Customer Appreciation Week, October 2nd through the 7th. It's our way of thanking you for choosing Check and Go for your cash needs. Call 1-800-561-CASH for information or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Contest not available in all states or online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See store for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Salute to John Turk. This is off the first Fleetwood Mac album he ever bought. 6:37. Good morning. It's 37 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. High today, 75. Partly sunny. We're talking a little bit of Foley. We're also talking, I want to get into Beaupre and Bush, and we'll do the Springer Show starting at 7 o'clock. And you got to call me on a different number, 1-877-345-3779. And we got a whopper of a show lined up today. Let's go to Mark in Denver, who's been hanging on. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Well, first thing, I think the first album that I got was from the soundtrack Cats. I bought it after I went and saw the play.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the heck that means about myself, but
it means that you went and saw the musical and really liked it.
I guess. And as far as the other the stuff you're talking about with like, what's the politician's name?
Newt Gingrich.
Not Newt Gingrich.
Foley.
Foley, yes. I don't know the Stubbs guy you're talking about. When, do you know when he is he still active or did he retire?
No, retired.
When did he retire?
Who?
Was it like 1990?
Gee, you know, I don't remember. I can't tell you. You'd have to go to the internet and Google him and look it up.
All right. The only reason I was asking is yesterday I was listening to Glenn Beck and he was talking about this and he said, you know, there was a guy from the Democratic Party that admitted to having sex with his pages and he refused all the censures that the Democratic Party tried to pass down on him and held on to his office or his seat until he retired in 90 is what.
That would be him. And his reasoning was that he said that the page he had sex with was of the age of consent, and when they passed down the censure, he turned his back on his colleagues.
Okay. Well, now, this is my response to that. Regardless of age of consent, so does that mean in Kentucky it's okay to have sex? A horse crap. If they're not 18, it's wrong, period. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're sick. The thing that drives me nuts about this is the Democrats are saying that with the Bush White House, they keep talking, trying to go back to Iraq. They don't want to talk about this. They don't want to talk about Iraq. They want to talk about the border or Homeland Security. What does this have to do with the real issues that are going on out there? Yeah, the Republicans claim to be, you know, the moral, I can't think this morning.
The moral party of moral values?
Yes, and the Democrats claim to have morals on other things. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with a sick individual that did something wrong, period. Not Democrat, not Republican, because they've all done, not all of them, but a lot of them on both sides have done sick things.
Well, my answer to you on that, on several of the things you've said is, number one, I don't condone what Jerry Studs did, but look, at least in Jerry Studs' case, at least the Democrats did something about it. Does this have something to do with politics? Yes, it does have something to do with politics, because it has to do with the idea that you've got a guy, Dennis Hastert, who's the Speaker of the House. You've got a guy, John Boehner. You've got this guy, Tom Reynolds, who runs the Congressional Committee for the Republican Party to get Republicans elected. You've got a guy named Mark Foley, who had had this reputation for a long, long time, and Hastert's office had been warned 2 years prior. But this is a guy that gave over $500,000 not only to the Congressional Reelection Committee, but also also gave money personally to Tom Reynolds. And this is a story of guys who tried to cover this up instead of coming forward and doing something about it. And it's not living up to their responsibilities, which is to police and run the House, which includes the PAGE program. Not only did they not live up to their responsibilities, not only did they cover it up, but they also turned around and didn't let any Democrats know what was going on, including the Democratic member of the PAGE board. And as far as getting on to Homeland Security, that's what the Republicans would really like to talk about, because that's what they feel that their big strength is. What they don't want to talk about and what they don't want to get into is the mess that this country is stuck in Iraq, in which they have no winnable solution on how to conclude that war.
All right. As far as the people knowing about it, if they truly indeed knew about it, which if it's proven, fine, then they need to pay a penalty. The guy that's doing it, we stepped down, so I guess that's taken care of. I don't think that going after him legally, they're not going to be able to do anything, unlike the caller previously said.
Well, wait a minute. You don't know that they can't do anything legally because they haven't totally and completely looked into it. You don't have any idea whether he's broken the law or not.
I'm not being an apologist for the guy, Jay. I'm just saying that if you watch those Dateline NBC things with the predators, they don't do anything to them until they actually show up somewhere and try to fulfill the act that they're talking about. Yeah, I'm sure it's against the law, but he's not going to do jail time for it. You know that as well as I do.
I don't know that, because I don't know how far this goes.
And then as far as the Iraq thing, the only reason we're in a quagmire in Iraq is because people won't let us go in and do what we need to do, and which is wipe everything out. If, like I think I've told you before, if it's not wiggling a white flag, kill it. That's what we did in World War II,
yeah,
and
that'll
that's
work.
Why we won.
That'll definitely work. First of all, fact is we didn't do that in World War II, and second of all, you cannot pacify. We did not do that in World War II. Go look.
We didn't care if they were in a mosque or a church.
We did not do that in World War II. We tried as hard as we could in World War II to spare civilians. And as a matter of fact, on top of that, we had a lot of civilian collaborators who helped us out. One of the most prominent female French collaborators who helped the Americans out just died here 2 weeks ago. And she's got several memoirs out about this. That is not, you can't go into a country and say, okay, either you cooperate or we're going to kill everybody. I mean,
that doesn't work.
That doesn't work in Japan. We dropped two atomic bombs, but we did not kill the entire country. We did not kill the entire country. We wiped out two cities, but we didn't kill the entire country.
Saying we're with you, then we kill you.
So what you're advocating here on the radio this early in the morning is that we should go into Iraq, and that if the sectarian violence doesn't stop, and that if the attacks do not stop, and the 100 people a day dying do not stop, then we just shoot everybody. That includes women and children and everybody else.
Did we not do that in Japan, Jay?
No, we did not wholesale go in. We did not wholesale go in and line up women and children and shoot them. We warned the Japanese before we dropped the bombs. We gave them plenty of advance notice that we were going to do it. And the fact is, we never got on the ground there and marched into Tokyo and took women and children and old men and old women and lined them up against the wall and shot them and kept shooting people until the Japanese surrendered. We did not do that. Show me where in the history of World War II that we engaged in that kind of behavior.
Jay, are you telling me that when you drop a nuke on a town, that women, children, and old men aren't going to be killed?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, yes, they are going to be killed, but we did not wipe out an entire country. We hit two cities, caused a lot of casualties, but we were embroiled in a war in which we were attacked, not a war that we invented, such as this one. And I'm asking you if you think that the idea on how to get out of this, Mark, is to go into Iraq and say to the people there, okay, here are your choices. Either cooperate with us, lock, stock, and barrel, or here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to take you out of your houses, we're going to line you up, and we're just going to start shooting you.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Jay. I'm saying that we say either you do what we say you're going to do, or you're not going to be able to hide in your mosque. We're going to blow it off the face of the map. Anywhere you are, we're going to blow it up. Unless you're wiggling on a white flag.
Well, how do you know? How do you know who is the insurgents and who's the public?
Because I've watched shows on the National Geographic Channel where they are fighting and guys go in the mosque, and we won't go in after them because it's a holy site, because it might upset the population.
I have never used this argument on you before, but I'm going to use it now. Have you ever been in the services?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You know,
all three of my brothers have.
All right, but I'm not talking about all three of your brothers. I'm talking about you. The thing that fascinates me about you and about others and about other talk show hosts is that they have such a propensity for violence and wanting to kill people, and it's almost as if it's some kind of like boyhood thing you never get over with. How old are you?
I'm 34. Can I respond to that, Jay?
No, I'm not done. Then what you should do, if you believe this strongly in this kind of an action, and you believe this strongly in what we're doing, and you think that this is so right, you're of age, go join up. Now, why don't you?
Well, for one, I'm in school, so that...
That's not an excuse. Drop out.
Yeah,
hard times call for hard decisions. Drop out.
Come on, Jay.
Seriously, hard times call for hard decisions and sacrifices, and if we buy what your president is peddling on the country here, that we're in a struggle for our very existence, hard times require hard sacrifices. There were many people who had to give up many things during World War II. There were many kids who went off during Vietnam, and they were not like George W. Bush. They did not have a privileged position. They had to go fight. Why don't you go join right now?
Can I answer now?
Yeah.
I'm going to school to become an automotive and diesel mechanic. So it would be pointless if that's what I'd end up doing in the military.
No, it's not pointless. You believe in this struggle. Do you believe in the struggle?
I haven't made up my mind on it, to be honest with you.
You're on the air defending it. Do you believe in this war, yes or no?
For the most part, yes.
Then, you know what? Calling talk shows is one thing, and talking about killing people on talk shows is really cool. It's like playing video violence. Here's what.
No,
you're 34
okay,
years old. You're 34 years old. Go join up. Put your money where your mouth is.
So can I respond to something earlier you said? I'm not a proponent of violence. Unfortunately, peace is a great idea, but unfortunately there's people out there that aren't at all, they don't like the idea of peace. Violent Muslims.
Okay, well, if you feel that way, then go take them on. Go take them on. Stop flapping your jaws and make something happen and go take them on. Go take them on. Go do something about it. Go do something about it. Don't call and say, well, here's the answer to what we ought to do. What we ought to do is we ought to just, if it doesn't have a white flag and it wiggles, we ought to kill it and blah, blah, blah. Then you know what? Instead of sending some guy from some little town in Iowa or some little town in New Jersey or some little town in Colorado to go over there and to take your place so that he ends up getting killed and we have to see him every single day in the newspapers, then you know what? You march your rosy butt down to the armed services of your choice, and you join, and you show me, and you show the people listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk that you're a man of your word, that you're a man of your convictions, that you've got some guts, and you go forward, and you go get them, pal. That's what I think you ought to do. I think you ought to do it. And if you're not prepared to do it, then I think you ought to step back, and you ought to take a more rational look.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
A rock fall some weeks ago. Highway 67 also remains off limits between Deckers and Woodland Park while they finish that highway project. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a possible foothill shower. Only a high of 77. Currently, it is 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model...
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309. Or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Largest selection of diverse, clean, late model, used vehicles that you're ever going to lay your eyes on. Everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and the list just keeps going on, including Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all, and they got their matching down incentive going on. Up to $1,500, so you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you got $3,000 towards your next automobile. You got to go out there and see the Alshires, Tom and Marv. They're great guys. And Spanky Herrera, who's just a wonderful guy, and Gerard Menard, and Jim Monroe, and Jason Mays, and the list of people out there just goes on and on and on and on and on. And here's the thing that they do that a lot of auto dealers don't do, okay? You know, you walk onto the lot, and they're going to walk up to you and ask you if they can help you. A lot of car dealerships, you go on the lot, no one comes to talk to you. It's like they'll get around to you when they're damn well ready. And that's not going to happen at Rocky's Autos. Check them out online at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. They're family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos. I'll see you out there because I go out there all the time. They're my friends, and I'm really glad to talk about them. Rocky's Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy.
This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, I can see it now. Marilyn Manson Musgrave running around the House of Representatives with a net trying to get Mark Foley. Are you telling me she didn't know anything about his sexual orientation? Isn't she Mrs. Annie homosexual? Has her campaign said anything about the Foley situation, or is she ignoring it? We haven't heard anything about that. She's ignoring it. Well, wait a minute, Marilyn. Marilyn, this is a moral struggle between right and wrong.
Where are you, Marilyn? How come you don't speak out? You can't be my congresswoman if you don't speak out, Marilyn.
Marilyn. Marilyn. Marilyn, are you listening, Marilyn? No, Marilyn's not listening. Okay, let me quickly go to Nanette. We don't have much time. Nanette, go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I have a couple of questions. Even though I'm a teacher, I'm ignorant on a couple of things. I know that during the 50s that it was thought to be okay to sterilize mentally retarded people because they didn't want them to reproduce. It basically came to an end with civil rights, lawsuits, whatever. But these sex offenders are multiple sex offenders. Is that an option, or is that cruel and unusual punishment? And would it stop them anyway?
The French have experimented with it. Some states in the United States have experimented with it. And it has, in the French case, not been very successful.
Okay. Because it scares me. You know, teachers are held to a standard. I'd lose my job if I got caught drunk, probably, in public, let alone drunk driving. Or you doing drugs, or even, you know, of course, being a pedophile of some sort. But these guys seem to be allowed to do virtually anything and everything that's against the law, and it doesn't seem to matter. And
wait, clear that. What do you mean? In other words, they're put back into society? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pedophiles? Yeah, I have a problem with that. I would have a problem with a pedophile living in my neighborhood. I have a problem with pedophiles. I've debated this on the air. Time and time again about what do you do about pedophiles, and do you ever let them loose, or is it like once you do it, you're behind bars forever? You know, we don't. I'm out of time here. I'm up against the clock. Nanette, we'll revisit this topic, and maybe we'll revisit it tomorrow, and we'll talk at greater length about it. How about that?
Okay, I'll try. I usually listen. I just don't get a chance to call in as much. But I don't know what to do about them, and they scare me.
Yeah, they scare me too. Nanette, I love you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Coming up next, call me at 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. We go nationwide. We do Springer. And we got some great guests lined up. So stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5992. That's 888-326-5992. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5992.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Getting to the bottom of the congressional page scandal. CBS News team coverage begins with Cheryl Atkinson and the latest from Capitol Hill.
It's unusual for the House Ethics Committee to be meeting when the Congress isn't even in session, but they're coming back today. Specifically, we are told to talk about the case of Mark Foley. It's a bipartisan committee. They meet behind closed doors, and the members are specifically not allowed to talk about what happens inside with any specificity.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where except for a brief show of support for embattled House Speaker Hastert, President Bush has avoided the Foley controversy. GOP strategist Babe Buchanan, a veteran of the Reagan administration, says Hastert should resign.
He made a mistake, a very, very bad, irreversible mistake. He left children be vulnerable because of his inaction.
Buchanan says President Bush should privately urge House Republicans to dump Hastert, but there's no sign that will happen. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Political analysts say the Foley scandal could give Democrats the push they need to win the House next month, but a new Reuters John Zogby poll shows taking the Senate could be tougher.
It's less than 50-50 that the Democrats will pick up the magic number of six seats. It does look like they will pick up at least three, however.
At this hour, grief-stricken families are ready to begin burying four of the Amish girls killed in Monday's school shooting. CBS's Tracy Smith is in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania.
They will have prayers and reflections for a couple of hours, and then they will head to the gravesite. It'll be a procession of horse and buggies. All of the members of their church and their immediate family will go to the grave, which the family members have dug by hand. They'll be there for a little while, say some more prayers, and then return home.
A U.S. intelligence report shows how Shiite death squads have hijacked Iraqi hospitals. CBS's Laura Logan in Baghdad details some of the abuses.
Everything from patients being killed in the hospitals to relatives of patients being followed and murdered to when people come to try and collect the bodies of their relatives from the morgue, they are also followed and abducted and murdered.
Here at home, Americans went on a shopping spree last month. Figures coming out this morning from the big chain stores are better than expected. Cooler temperatures, lower gasoline prices, and last-minute back-to-school shopping get the credit. Feeling stressed out? For what it's worth, you've got lots of company. Live to CBS's Jim Shenavy. Jim, how widespread is this?
Well, how about one out of every four Americans? That's according to a new Harris poll. Nearly a quarter of those surveyed said they were under a lot of stress. Nearly three quarters reported being stressed out in the previous month. Money problems, the biggest worry. High gasoline prices, a major part of that. That was mentioned by even higher income respondents. More than half said they have too much to do. And a like number said they were so stressed they have trouble sleeping.
Well, the Labor Department says unemployment applications fell to a two-month low last week, 302,000. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Students return to class in Bailey today to the school where a student was killed last week. Parents and students of Platte Canyon and Fitzsimmons schools allowed back yesterday to pick things up that were left behind during the standoff with the gunman.
It really didn't feel the same anymore. It felt uncomfortable knowing what happened and everything. It just didn't really feel the same.
Student Daniel Burkett, the classrooms where the shootings took place will remain sealed for the rest of the year. Boulder Councilman Richard Polk publicly apologized for being arrested last week on suspicion of driving under the influence of marijuana. 57-year-old says he knows his actions embarrassed his family and friends and other council members, but he wants to keep a seat on the council. Mayor Mark Rusin says the decision on whether Polk will remain in the council will be made after Polk's criminal case is resolved. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Corey. First problem of the morning, a multi-car wreck eastbound 6th Avenue in Lakewood near Sheridan really had that traffic coming to a standstill. We have the stop and go between Wadsworth and Perry, although it looks like they're going to clear that wreck pretty quickly. Also, a three-car at Federal at 6th. Eastbound routes as well, starting to catch the buildup, 270 up to York. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike jamming toward Federal. No change for southbound I-25. Expected to be loaded up for the next couple of hours out of Thornton North Glen. All lanes full as well from 44th to downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild with a possible foothill shower, high of 77. Currently 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. This is no little postage stamp size dealership. I mean, they're huge. And the people out there, they're great. People like Tom and Marv Al Shear, Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Spanky Herrera, and Jim Monroe, and Johnny Mays, and the list just goes on and on and on. Plus, they've got their matching down incentive going on, which saves you big-time money. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now, having combined the judges' scores with your votes, we will now reveal in no particular order the first two couples who are definitely continuing to the next round.
The first couple who will return, Mario and Karina.
Also back next week, Jerry and Kim.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
7 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. And good to see Jerry made it to another round. Now, I don't know if we're going to get to talk to him today because he's in transit. He's in flight. So we'll see. But good for him that he made another round. And I assume what that means is that somebody else will be sitting in for Jerry next week, not me. Because I can't do it for 2 weeks in a row. This show originating from AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver-Boulder area. If you want to instant message me, it's am760.net. I'll read those while I can. We've got a really good show lined up this morning. Today, October the 5th, is the 30th anniversary of the bombing of Cubana Flight 455. Luis Posada Carriles was the mastermind of the terrorist plot, and the U.S. government has him in custody, and the government is expected to decide this week whether Posada will be set free, extradited, or tried in the U.S. for the criminal acts he committed. Peter Kornbluth, who is the director of the Cuban Documentation Project at the National Security Archive, will discuss the Posada situation and the conflict that the Bush administration faces in choosing to harbor a known terrorist or score political points in the anti-Castro community by releasing him. So we'll get into that, and that kind of conflicts with Bush's statements about harboring terrorists and about dealing with terrorists. And then, of course, after 8 o'clock, we'll have a senior editor for SpringerOnTheRadio.com, Gene Galvin, gives us a daily blog report. At 8:45, the right wing has been all over the family values, quote-unquote, authoritarian Christian right wing has been all over the media yesterday. And what they were doing yesterday and the day before is bashing gay people over this whole Foley incident. I brought it up yesterday. We're going to have on Dr. Jack Drescher, from the American Psychiatric Association. Dr. Drescher is a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst in full-time private practice in New York City. He's an expert spokesperson on these issues related to gender and sexuality, and he's appeared on ABC's Good Morning America, CNN's Paula Zahn, Now, Fox News, The O'Reilly Factor, and many media outlets, and we'll have him on to talk about that. We've also got a very special guest coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll have former U.S. Senator Max Cleland here. Now, Max Cleland is in Colorado rallying support for congressional candidate Jay Fawcett in Congressional District 5, which is south of where I am and where we are. And this could be a huge, huge upset. And you watch the national coverage this will get if Jay Fawcett is able to pull this out. So we're going to talk to Max Cleland, and then at 9:20 we'll talk to Jay Fawcett, and we'll find out what it is and what it's like to be a Democrat running in a majority Republican congressional district. Jay Fawcett is not any ordinary Democrat. He's a Gulf War veteran. He's had numerous experiences in the military, and he believes that basically he can do it right. And he's taking on the Lamborn campaign down there, Doug Lamborn. So we'll see what happens with that, and we'll have him on to talk about what's going on there. I have to play this for you. I got to play this for you. We've got a guy running for governor here in Colorado on the Republican ticket named Bob Beaupre. Now, look, this is the way I see it. GJ, how do you see it? This is how I see it. You and I are not going to agree on everything. And I'm not going to be right on everything, and neither are you. And there are conservatives and there are moderates who do listen. Occasionally they drop in and they listen to progressive radio. And I really subscribe to the idea that they are not the enemy, that there are conservatives and that there are people on the right out there who do have a conscience, and that even though you would disagree with them, you would defend their right to say what they believe. And not only would you defend their right to say what they believe, but you would hope that they would defend yours, and you would want to raise your hand and say, wait a minute, I think this is wrong, and whatever. And there are people out there, okay, who believe, there are not many of them left now, but there are some out there, about 39%, depending on which polls you look at. The latest one I saw was the NBC, MSNBC Wall Street Journal poll shows it at about 39%. There's about 39% of the people who believe and support George W. Bush. One of my things here is I hate getting on the radio and talking about, oh, ain't it awful what Bush is doing every single day, because it gets to be a drag. I mean, everybody knows that this is going on. Okay, but there's 39% of the people out there who support him. Then there's the rest of us who do not support him because we don't think he's doing a good job. We think he's got the country on the wrong track. We think he's mismanaged Iraq. We think that he's done a whole host of things that are wrong. Bob Beaupre, whose nickname in this state is Both Ways Bob, who's running for governor and is a former congressman. And I can see my producer, John Turk, in the other room smiling. This is Bob Beaupre. Check this out. This is, if I were a Republican, if I were a member of this state, and I am, I would be so embarrassed by Both Ways Bob. This is what he said, and he said it with a straight face. This is what he said introducing George W. Bush yesterday when he was in town raising money for Beaupre's election effort. Check this out.
History would also teach us that in a time of great trial, great leaders emerge. Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, and Bush.
Now, seriously, do you really believe, in this guy's mind, George W. Bush is the same as Churchill, he's the same as Lincoln, he's the same as Washington? Even if you're inclined to vote Republican, You have to admit, that's absurd. That is absurd. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Can we hear it? Let's hear it one more time. Come on.
History would also teach us that in a time of great trial, great leaders emerge. Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, and Bush.
Oh, Lord. Unbelievable. So now, Bob is I guess, going to go around the state now, and he's going to push that bilge water. See, first of all, he gets a president with low numbers to come in here. I mean, I don't know where about how it is where you live, but here in Colorado, we've got people running as Republicans for congressional seats, and their campaign ads don't say Republican on them. Rick O'Donnell is one guy running here. Doesn't say Republican. Just says, I'm Rick O'Donnell, and I'm running for Congress. You got a president with low approval numbers, and you're that desperate to raise money, because they charged $1,000, I believe, a plate to get into this thing. You're so desperate to raise money that you bring in an unpopular president, and then you get up on stage and you make that statement. Now, just imagine if I could take that statement and distill it and run one of those CNN Gallup polls, or run a Zogby poll or Rasmussen poll or one of those polls, and play that clip and ask a cross-section of Colorado voters if they believe that Bob Beaupre is right or wrong. Where do you think he would... How do you think most people would vote? I think you know the answer. Crazy, crazy times. All right, it's 60 minutes after the hour, 1-877-345-3779, and this is Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
It's not going to end the war. It's
certainly not going to end the violence.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
But it's going to help a lot.
How's anybody going to hear if you don't say it?
877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
Springer on the radio.
Mr. Springer asking you to give me a call on our local number.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net. AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, they cleared that wreck pretty quickly off eastbound 6 near Sheridan. We do have some rolling backups that remain as that area catches a lot of rush hour traffic now from Wadsworth to Federal. You want to watch out for a mishap off the roadway right near there at Federal and 6th. Your 225 drive on the increase through Aurora. Again, nothing major, just heavy conditions as normal on the southbound side from Tamarack Parkway to I-25 at the Tech Center. You're also going to be tapping the brakes northbound at ILEF. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a possible foothill shower. Only a high of 77. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 49. Right now, it is 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford give you the edge this winter with a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right. While supplies last, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. Peace of mind on a budget. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio, 1-877-345-3779. As I mentioned before, today, October the 5th, is the 30th anniversary of the bombing of Cubana Flight 455. Luis Posada Carias, and I hope I said his name right, and if I didn't, Peter will correct me, was the mastermind of the terrorist plot. And the U.S. government has him in custody. Now what to do with him? Here's Peter Kornbluh. He is the director of the Cuban Documentation Project at the National Security Archive. And, Peter, good morning and welcome to the Jerry Springer Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
But you're more than welcome. Did I say his name right? Luis Posada Carriles?
You know, your Spanish is not so bad. But one small correction. The anniversary of this horrendous act of international terrorism, the first mid-air bombing of a civilian airliner in Latin American history, is actually tomorrow.
Ah.
Not today.
Okay. 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 Let's talk about that bombing, because I remember it, but I'm sure there are people out there who do not. If my memory serves me right, everybody on Cubana Flight 455 died, correct?
That is exactly right. The plane exploded just off the coast of Barbados about 3 or 4 minutes after takeoff. The plane was filled with 73 people, many of them teenagers, the entire Cuban Olympic fencing team, which had just been in a competition in Caracas, Venezuela, was on board, and six Guyanese teenagers, all of them 18 and 19 years old, all going on medical scholarships to study medicine and become doctors in Cuba, were also killed.
So we had a total of how many people died in that crash?
73 people, the entire crew and passenger list of that plane, all died, no survivors.
Now, are you familiar with the circumstances exactly how the United States got its hands on Carriles, how they fingered him or found him?
Well, there's kind of two elements of this. One is that Luis Posada Carriles was well known to U.S. intelligence. He had been on the CIA payroll. He'd been recruited by the CIA in 1963 to become kind of a leading Cuban exile. He'd been trained in demolitions, and he had trained other Cuban exile groups in sabotage and assassination techniques. He'd basically taken that training and gone off around the world and used it for years and years. And so actually when the bomb went off on that plane and that plane went down, declassified documents show that the CIA actually tried to call Posada almost immediately thereafter. That was at the time. U.S. intelligence reports from the FBI and the CIA clearly implicated Luis Posada Carriles and a co-conspirator, Orlando Bosch, in this horrendous act of terrorism. We have many of the declassified intelligence reports and cables. In fact, my organization, the National Security Archive, will be posting more of those documents later today for the 30th anniversary. But when you ask how they got their hands on the guy, he actually was arrested in Venezuela and imprisoned there for almost 9 years. But he escaped. He bribed his way out of prison and fled to Central America in 1985, where he started working for Oliver North's secret Contra resupply operation during the Iran-Contra operations. He continued acts of terrorism. He orchestrated a string of hotel bombings in Havana in 1997. And then he was caught in Panama in November of 2000 with 33 pounds of C4 explosive. Not surprisingly, Fidel Castro was due to come and speak in Panama City that week. He was put in prison for 4 years there, but then he was pardoned by a kind of conservative Panamanian government, and he then disappeared. And what happened is a year ago, a little more than a year ago, in March of 2005, he basically illegally entered the United States of America, came to Miami, flaunted his presence, and actually formally petitioned for political asylum to stay here. He, as I pointed out, was a fugitive from justice from Venezuela, and eventually the negative publicity about in the post 9/11 world about a guy who had a long career of international terrorism and was fingered in the bombing of this plane led the Immigration Service to detain him in May of 2005. And that's where he is now, in a detention center in El Paso, Texas.
24 minutes after the hour on the Springer on the radio, Peter Kornbluh with us. He's the director of the Cuban Documentation Project at the National Security Archive. You can read his article at thenation.com. And isn't Orlando Bosch, who's also another big name in the violent exile movement, isn't Orlando Bosch out free now?
Orlando Bosch did exactly the same thing. He was imprisoned in Venezuela for the bombing of this plane from 1976 to 1987. In 87, he was let go. He illegally returned to the United States, was put in a detention center, but his detention became a cause célèbre for the Cuban-American community in Miami. And a Cuban-American woman was running for Congress, and she made Free Orlando Bosch her campaign slogan. And guess what? Her campaign manager was Jeb Bush, the son of the then president of the United States in 1989, the first George Bush to be president. And Jeb Bush called up the White House and said, if you want to help my candidate, you should free this guy. The Justice Department had ruled that Bosch was an unremitting terrorist and a threat to American civilians if he was released. But the Bush White House issued some kind of administrative pardon, and he was released from detention in Miami and has lived in Miami ever since, freely, since 1990, still espousing violence and arguing that everybody on that plane was a legitimate target, a military target, that there were no civilians on that plane, and basically coming right up to the line of saying, you know, we did blow up that plane.
Now, Mr. Carrillo's situation, they're going to have to decide what to do with him. When is that decision going to be made?
Well, that decision is going to be made today, and that's why it's so important to be talking about this. Posada Carriles has been in detention in El Paso, not for any acts of international terrorism, but charged only with illegal entry to the United States. And basically, his lawyers filed a writ of habeas corpus saying, the guy can't be detained indefinitely for this minor charge.
Oh, want to bet?
Well, the court basically said the Bush administration has not used the Patriot Act or any of the other anti-terrorism laws that we now have now to detain him, and that he should be released unless the Attorney General of the United States designates him as a terrorist. And that is what we are waiting to see what happens today as the government's response time expires, to see what the Bush administration is actually going to do. For them, Posada has been this incredible hot potato. One reason, because he once worked for the CIA. Another reason, because it's Venezuela that wants to extradite him, and, you know, we're on very bad terms with Venezuela and Cuba. And the third reason is that he has a lot of supporters in the Miami community, where Jeb Bush is governor of Florida.
All right, well, we'll be watching this. We'll have to see what happens. And he, in my opinion, should be declared a terrorist, and I have long been against the embargo. Peter, thank you so much for coming on the program. We urge everybody to go to thenation.com and read your article. When we get a decision on this, maybe we can have you back and talk about it some more.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Peter.
Take care.
All right, there's Peter Kornbluh, the director of the Cuban Documentation Project at the National Security Archive. Our attitude towards Cuba is ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. The embargo is just a stupid, stupid, stupid idea. All right, we'll take some calls. 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Email Jerry at springeronTheRadio.com.
Jerry Springer
on the radio.
760, progressive traffic.
Well, not a lot of sun glare as you make your way out now onto Front Range highways. That cloud cover certainly giving us a break this morning. But no break for you southbound 25. Heavy delays now through Thornton, North Glen. Also up north, 270 is chock full across Commerce City and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at peak volume from Broomfield to I-25. That multi-car wreck we had eastbound 6th Avenue in Lakewood near Sheridan is out of the way, but there's no let-up Wadsworth to Perry. You need to watch out for a new problem. Northbound Parker at Hamden looks like a two-car wreck there. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild, possible foothill shower, high of 77. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. Right now, it is 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Boomerang Marketing reminds listeners that last year thousands of people suffered abuse at the hands of someone claiming to love them. Unfortunately, these emotionally complex situations often go unreported. If you know of someone suffering from domestic violence, care enough to direct that person to the people and organizations who can help. Remember, only when it's out in the open can the healing process begin. This is from Boomerang Marketing of Denver. That's Boomerang Marketing, making a positive difference in our community.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Life Care Center of Littleton reminds listeners that each year, thousands of older people are disabled by falls that result in broken bones. Many of those injuries could have been prevented. Make sure stairways and hallways are well lighted and bathrooms are equipped with grab bars and non-skid mats. This is from Life Care Center of Littleton at 1500 West Mineral Avenue. Call for information about their rehabilitation programs at 795-7300. That's Life Care Center of Littleton, where they care about the seniors of our community.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a Progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Hi there, stud. This is Mark. Good to see you're still online.
Hey, man, I thought you were still in rehab.
I'm allowed one online chat per day, and I chose you. Does that make you hot?
Look, I really can't stay on very long.
Just let me get some closure with you for old time's sake, okay?
Well, okay. What do you want to say?
You were 16, that's almost 18. You brought me to the brink. I like a page when he's underage, with blue eyes and cheeks so pink.
You were 51, hitting on 16. You said I look real fine.
Well, you do.
Preaching about sex while checking my packs and playing with me online.
I put the blame on alcohol for choosing boys, not men.
Don't treat me like your Barbie doll.
To me, you're more like Ken.
Thanks. You need someone older and legal sharing your fantasy.
I am 52, looking at 3 to 5. I'm sure you'll wait for me.
Yeah, right. You can bet on that.
Oh, gambling. That's a great idea. I'll add that to the alcohol and being molested.
I am 16, sort of look 19, paging here on the hill.
Making me sin, he's just like Lewinsky's, not having sex with Bill.
She was 22.
You are 16, that's almost 18, your looks can't be ignored.
Stepped out of line, you had to resign, and ran off to Betty Ford.
Just in time. I make excuses for my shame, my church, my priest, my booze.
You're a victim.
Parents' relations all to blame, they just told me they're Jews.
Mazel tov. I'm sure someday you'll be on Oprah sharing just how you feel.
I'll be 53 going on millions
thanks to your film and book deal.
So anybody there with you in rehab I might know?
Well, Robin Williams, Mel Gibson, George Bush.
George Bush?
Just kidding. Say, what are you wearing right now?
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. And if you're here locally, you can also use that number, too. It's toll-free. 1-877-345-3779. I got about 5 lines open, so if you want to jump on and be part of the discussion here. The Foley story, of course, will just not go away. This comes from MSNBC. This is Tyson Vian is the guy's name. He's a page who worked in Congress in the late 1990s. He claims that resigned Representative Mark Foley also sent him messages that were of sexual nature.
New reports that disgraced Congressman Mark Foley engaged in cyber sex with a teenage boy when he was supposed to be on the House floor for an important vote. And now MSNBC has obtained instant messages from another former page who alleges Foley propositioned him. Tyson Vian was a congressional page in 1996 and 1997. He claims Foley contacted him via instant messenger, and almost immediately the conversation turned sexual. Tyson, how did all of this get started?
Well, I had returned home to Knoxville after leaving the page program in the summer of 97 and was simply online talking with friends and family, surfing the internet like most teenagers did at the time, and I received an instant message from a screen name that I did not recognize. It almost turned sexual in nature immediately, asking things of a personal nature about me and my body and things of that sort. At first, I didn't think anything of it because the internet being what it is, there was a lot of strange people out there, and you know, you never know who's going to IM you. It took almost 3 to 4 weeks before I discovered that it was actually Congressman Mark Foley that was in contact with me.
And what was your reaction when you realized it was Mark Foley?
Well, I was surprised, needless to say, to imagine that a member of Congress, a person in his position, would be fostering these types of conversations with a minor, a former page, and a male. That's what really surprised me more than anything. But what was really shocking at all is the fact that even once I discovered who he was, he didn't stop. The conversations continued for quite some time. Pages came forward and this came to light. I decided that it would be important to come forward as well, because we need to have anyone and everyone that was involved with Foley in this nature to come forward. One, to ensure that Foley is punished to the fullest extent of the law, and also to ensure that future pages are not victims of this same type of behavior.
Have you gotten calls from other pages expressing maybe similar or even more severe emails?
Well, there's a close colleague of mine from my page class that I've been in contact with. He was my best friend at the time, and he was the recipient of basically the exact same type of conversations. And in fact, Foley was...
Well, there you go. Now, what do you think the FBI is going to find out when they talk to all these guys, all these pages? What do you think is going to come out? You think Foley's headed for more trouble when they talk to all these pages? Or less? Do you think this is going to severely hurt the Republicans in the midterms? Or will the American public get over it? And I heard a rumor that Dennis Hastert was supposed to come here to campaign for Doug Lamborn down in the 5th Congressional District. And we'll find out. I'll ask this morning. I'll ask Jay Fawcett if that's true, if he's coming. I wouldn't want Dennis Hastert to campaign for me. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd want him near me, because immediately when you see him, what do you think of? The first thing you think of is you think of this whole Page scandal situation. And then the other thing about this is, Mary and I were talking about this last night. All these people who do all these things, they all immediately go into rehab, don't they? I mean, Keith Olbermann had a thing on this last night, too, about all these people who go into rehab. Like, because you go into rehab, are you immediately forgiven? And as I mentioned yesterday on the Springer Show, Limbaugh did it, and now everything's okay. So, Foley goes into rehab. And if there are no legal charges brought against him, is this the end of it? And then, of course, you've got the issue looming out there about the fact that the leadership covered this up with Fordham, who used to be Tom Reynolds' campaign aide, who used to be an aide to Reynolds. And then also had worked for Foley. Now he's coming forward and saying that he told him 2 years ago about this. A former congressional aide said yesterday that Speaker J. Dennis Hastert's office knew about reports of inappropriate behavior by Representative Mark Foley far earlier than Mr. Hastert's office has acknowledged. Hastert's chief of staff, Scott Palmer, denied the account of the former aide, Kirk Fordham, who said in an interview that he had informed Mr. Palmer of the concerns about Mr. Foley. Before 2004, Mr. Hastert's office had previously said it first learned of the concerns about Mr. Foley in the fall of 2005. Mr. Fordham worked in Mr. Foley's office until January 2004, and on Wednesday, he resigned as chief of staff to Representative Thomas Reynolds of New York, chairman of the House Republican Campaign Committee. Mr. Fordham said he had become a political liability in Mr. Reynolds' reelection campaign. Mr. Fordham's assertions about early reports raised more questions about whether Hastert and his staff had failed to respond quickly and forcefully to the multiple warnings about the conduct of Mr. Foley, the Republican Florida Republican who resigned from the House on Friday after being confronted with sexually explicit messages that he had sent to teen pages. By the way, Fox ran that yesterday. I mentioned it yesterday. I want to mention it again. Fox ran that whole thing and put Foley on the screen as being a Democrat. All right, 1-877-345-3779. 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Coming up next hour, get blog wild with the blog report from Gene Galvin. This is Jerry Springer on the radio. Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh, never mind. Jerry Springer on the radio.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
I'm still really busy near Sheridan. We had ongoing cleanup as well, federal at 6th off the highway. And I-70 is in pretty good shape this morning, but you will be caught up in those intermittent delays eastbound from Federal to Brighton. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a possible foothill shower, a high of 77. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 49. Right now, it is 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
As a dad, you probably taught your son how to hit a baseball. But have you taught him what not to hit? Teach him early that all violence against women is wrong. For tips, visit endabuse.org, brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, and Ad Council.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features. Virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano, I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
Psychedelic. I have no idea what that word term psychedelic means. 45 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. And let's move to the phones, as promised. And we go to Fred in Chicago. Fred, hi. You're first up.
How you doing, Jay? First of all, I miss you in Chicago. You were the only one that kept Jim Johnson in line. But on a serious note, Jay, I vote Democratic, and I'm going to vote Democratic this November. But you know what? After this scandal and all the bickering back and forth and blaming the Democrats and so forth, I think this country more than ever is due for, like, maybe a third party to keep these people just in line and maybe make them more mature. Because this like Newt Gingrich says, the Democrats are worst. Their scandals are worse. What is this country coming to? These people are so immature, it's pathetic.
Well, they're not. There used to not be this bipartisanism. We used to not have it. And then in 1994, when they gained total control of Congress, then a lot of it started. And, of course, this administration was handed a golden chance after 9/11, and they jacked it up even more. And so... In a lot of people's viewpoint, a lot of people who sit in the progressive and liberal camp, a lot of them say, listen, we've sat back a long time and been punched at, and we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to stand up, and what we're going to do is we're going to fight back. And you can't hardly blame those people for feeling that way.
Yeah, I know. I just can't stand this back and forth on a serious question like child abuse or something like that. You know, it just gets me sick.
Well,
it really does.
The Republicans are doing the best that they can at trying to do damage control because their leadership has been caught in a lie. They don't want to confront that. And so what they're doing is they're pointing fingers. And you got Newt Gingrich who comes forward and makes a statement about how, well, the Democrats have more scandals and they punish people less. And I read it earlier during my 6 o'clock hour. I'll read it again. I've got a whole list, okay, of Republican sex scandals over here that runs about 5, 6, 7 pages. Fact is, there are good Republicans, there are bad Republicans, and there are good Democrats and there are bad Democrats, but the fact is, when somebody gets caught, they get caught. You take responsibility. Hastert tried to cover this up. He's got to take responsibility for it. They have to take responsibility for it. And there's a lot more out there than just the Foley situation. I mean, there's the war in Iraq, which is going on, which is going horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. And this administration has no clue how to turn this around. And as a matter of fact, they're listening to Henry Kissinger, if you read what Bob Woodward has to say. And Henry Kissinger, I mean, he's the one who's promulgating this idea that we need to stay there because he's fighting the Vietnam War all over again. They've got the country on the wrong track, and people are unhappy, and they have to own up to this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy, you know. I just wish people would be more mature, especially our political leaders in this country. That's all I have to say, Jay. And I'm glad to hear you. You know, I wish you were back in Chicago. But good luck with you and Mary, whatever you're doing in Denver. I hope you're happy.
Well, thanks, Fred. I appreciate it, and I'm sure they do not miss me over there at WLS. I wonder how they're handling it over there every single day, having to talk about this stuff. I'm sure that Eileen Byrne and Don Wade and the rest of them over there are probably trying to talk about anything but this, because this is damaging to their political interests. Fred, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care, Jay.
All right. Yeah, my waltz with Neocon Radio, which I've repeated on many national shows, that I sat over there and I allowed them to basically dictate to me what I was and wasn't going to say. And then part of it, I went along with it. It's one of the most shameful, shameful incidents of my 34 years in this business. It really is. One of the most shameful. Okay. 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Keep the emails coming. Jerry@springeronTheRadio.com. Hey, Jerry's talking to you. You can talk back by calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Join Bill Winter on Monday, October 9th, as he and Senator Russ Feingold come together for a town hall meeting and rally. The event will begin at 10:30 a.m. at the Oriental Theater in Denver. Stay after the Q&A with Bill and Senator Feingold for music and socializing. This event is free and open to the public. Bring your questions, bring your friends, but don't miss this rare opportunity to meet with Senator Russ Feingold. Visit winterforcongress.com for more information.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
The Army National Guard.
My name's Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Former chief of staff told Republican leaders 3 years ago about Congressman Mark Foley's behavior. Will Hastert survive this? We'll talk about it. And there's new problems in Iraq. 700 policemen, Iraqi policemen, have been pulled out of service because they've been linked to death squads. And a judge has ruled in favor of the Bush administration's continuing use of the eavesdropping program. It's all coming up with your calls on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call. It'll be a short one, but we'll get one on. Let's go to Jessica in Longmont, Colorado. Jessica, hi, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling because the first comment that Bob Beaupre that you aired, I just thought it was hilarious because I turned on the radio and I thought it was like a clip from Comedy Central or... something that was, you know, making fun. I mean, it was just so out there, so ridiculous. You know, I just feel like anybody with half a brain, I just can't believe he would ever say that, you know. It's just crazy. So, yeah, and it just kind of like, who are the people that are listening to this and saying, yeah, right on, Bush is our next, you know, Lincoln and da-da-da. It's people like Mark from your last hour who are wishy-washy on their opinion and who are wishy-washy on their beliefs. They don't really know, do they support the war in Iraq or not? You know, it seems like he's kind of figuring out his, you know, view on all of these huge issues that he's talking about as he's talking to you. You know, it just seems like people are so easily persuaded and, you know, it's awful.
Well, it's amazing. Thomas L. Friedman, who I assume was an early supporter of the war in Iraq and has now kind of turned a jaundiced eye towards and now believes that it's on the wrong track, he had a column yesterday in the New York Times. One of the comments he had in there, which I thought was hysterical, is he said there are so many books out now about the bungling in Iraq that Barnes & Noble is going to have to get like a basement section to keep all the books so that when you walk in, they'll say, yeah, we've got poetry, we've got fiction, we've got history. And by the way, the books on Iraq cover the full basement floor. I'm just kind of paraphrasing him, that there's so many books out there. I mean, there's Fiasco, there's Hubris, there's the Frank Rich book, and there's more of these books on the way. There's the Woodward book. I just don't see how any person who can read English and has any degree of understanding cannot see what's going on. And I guess Bob Beaupre, who is campaigning for governor here in Colorado as a Republican, I guess both ways Bob just can't read. Jessica, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right. How about the blog report? Well, you bet. Senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com, Gene Galvin, gives us the daily blog report. And maybe Gene will give us a little bit of information about how Jerry did last night. He has survived yet another week. And we would have him on to talk about last night. Trouble is, I believe he's in transit. So we can't get him on, and hopefully we'll get him on Friday, possibly, to talk a little bit about what he went through and about the fact that he was able to survive. Thanks to everybody who went to ABC.com and voted for him. I really appreciate that. So we got Gene Galvin coming up, and then we're going to talk to a very noted psychiatrist about this right-wing BS.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told...
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The House Ethics Committee goes behind closed doors at this hour to map out an investigation of the Congressional Page scandal. The main player is former Congressman Mark Foley, who sent sexually explicit emails and instant messages to teenage boys. But the political damage could go much higher.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The Foley controversy is a week old, and the Republican infighting intensifies. Other GOP leaders say they tried to warn Speaker Hastert's office about Mark Foley's conduct. Hastert continues to reject calls for his resignation. GOP strategist Babe Buchanan believes Hastert should go, and she says President Bush should send the message.
He needs privately, possibly, to advise the House. It's time to move on, fellas, if you want to keep the majority.
But publicly, at least, the president supports the speaker. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The rhythmic click-clop of horse-drawn buggies in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania is especially melancholy this morning. The first funeral is underway now for the Amish girls killed in Monday's schoolhouse rampage. CBS's Tracy Smith is there.
Four girls will be buried here today and one tomorrow in a process that, much like the Amish people themselves, is both simple and spiritual. There'll be a service at each child's home, followed by a horse and buggy procession to the grave. The parents of each of the girls personally prepared their child for burial, dressing her in white as a symbol of heaven.
Well, this is the first day of classes in Bailey, Colorado and Cazenovia, Wisconsin, since fatal school shootings there last week. A U.S. military report, which CBS News has obtained, paints a dark picture of what's going on in some Iraqi hospitals. CBS's Laura Logan has an exclusive report.
They believe the Mariami militia, which is a Shiite militia founded by the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, has taken control of the hospitals and is using them as command and control centers for their operations.
The report says Shiite death squads have dragged some Sunnis from their hospital beds and killed them. If you did any flying in August, you may be part of a statistic. Airlines fielded a record number of complaints about lost, stolen, damage, or delayed luggage, in part because of new security regulations that force passengers to check more bags than they used to. Industry spokesman David Castlevetter says the numbers really don't tell the full story.
In isolation, the number is, in fact, sounds like a large number, but relative to the total number of bags that are checked, it is a small number.
It's no joke. Indiana University professor Julia Fox says her study finds fake news, like The Daily Show, is on a par with traditional real network news broadcasts.
On the network, you would have both hype and substance. And within a given story on The Daily Show, you would have both humor and substance.
And the amount of substance, she says, is the same. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 2 points. The NASDAQ Composite is higher by 5. This is CBS News.
Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. They're back.
Try to put the sadness behind them and to start.
Students at Platte Canyon High School and Fitzsimmons Middle School back in school a little over a week after a man took hostages and killed 16-year-old Emily Keyes. A seventh grader in Loveland suspended today after a death list was found as he planned a birthday party. Authorities think that may have been a prank. Edgewater police searching for a suspect in a fatal shooting. It happened just before 9 o'clock last night. Police called after a woman was banging on a neighborhood door asking for help. At that point, a male suspect fired a shot and killed the woman.
Male fled in a red Ford pickup truck. At this point, we don't have any further description on him or the vehicle, and of course, we're exploring if there was any relationship between the two, if they knew each other, or what the exact circumstances were of the shooting.
They're still looking. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Corey. Still working on a crash northbound Parker approaching Hamden. It's a pretty busy area for us right now. Remember, too, that Parker's slower than usual. Both directions from Lehigh to 225. Those left lane restrictions while they do some road work along that stretch. Not a lot of relief yet for southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen, and your downtown. Town ride still dragging from I-70 to Spear. Highway 36 out of Boulder, packed up now. 104th to Pecos. And westbound lane still looking pretty good. We don't have any major delays just yet in the usual area near Church Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild with a possible foothill shower. Only a high of 77. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 49. Right now, it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Top three reasons we're painting the dining room this weekend. Number three, we're hosting Thanksgiving this year, and this old paisley wallpaper is enough to make you lose your appetite. Number two, rum raisin paint whets my appetite. And number one, I'm saving $5 on paint.
Now through October 9th, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint, both by manufacturer mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help.
You'll have to either do the Dance of Love, which is a rumba, or the Dance of the Rio Carnival, which is a samba. So which one do you prefer to shake your hips to?
At my age, we don't shake hips, we replace them. No, I'm thinking, I don't know what to, I don't know. I got by on, you know, being sexy this week. So next week, I'm really going to be sexy next week.
This is the Springer on the Radio Blog Report.
6 minutes after the hour, Springer on the Radio. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And now it's time for the Blog Report with senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com, Gene Galvin. Gene, news about Jerry.
I'll tell ya. Let's finally get real here, Jay, about Jerry Springer on Dancing with the Stars. The dude is one of the most entertaining guys in America.
I don't know. I got by on being sexy this week. So next week, I'm really going to be sexy.
I don't know about that. But only a certain segment of the country knew how entertaining he was. The more cultured class is now catching up.
Dance for me.
And to be honest, he's also evolved into a pretty decent dancer, according to my wife and daughter, both of whom who teach dance, especially when you consider that the bar of expectations was initially set lower than Representative Mark Foley's morality.
Drop it like it's hot, all right?
So put the two together. All right, by the way, you can add in that nuclear-powered family emotion Tuesday night, and you get Jerry coming back another week. Now, where does he go from here?
That's what the people of this country want.
I'm staying with a prediction I made during the blog report about 5 weeks ago. Jerry Springer will be standing on the final night only to come in runner-up. I mean, there's no way, even in my twisted imagination, that he could win. But his connectability will carry him nearly to the goal line.
Dance for me.
Only to lose to someone who actually can dance for him.
I kept stepping on my dress, which was
messing with me mentally the whole dance.
Yeah, I really like that. Congratulations, Brother Jerry. You carry the guide on for all of us who are over the hill but refuse to act like it.
You're going to be wetting your pants.
Now check this out. As you may know, last summer, Melanie Sloan, the head of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, turned over to the FBI some questionable emails that were sent to House pages by now disgraced Republican Congressman Mark Foley. But since the FBI just announced yesterday the start of a, quote, preliminary investigation, end quote, they obviously did nothing with them when she first informed them. Now, don't be fooled by the defense that the FBI needed the more salacious instant messages that surfaced on Friday to take any action. Here's the case in point. Go to FBI.gov. That's their official website. Then click on Report an Internet Crime. You'll see paragraphs of tips and warnings that include the very predator come-ons that slugs like Mark Foley warm kids up with before they drill down to their really dirty stuff.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
When he sent these young boys emails asking them when their birthdays were and could they send him a picture of them, he was in the sexual predator courting stage, something FBI agents are
probably ate too many birthday cakes.
Are well aware of as an alarm signal. So Sloan is now asking for an investigation of whether the agency favored the Republican Party and refrained from acting based on politics. All right, I was headed over to YouTube.com to look for some of the new Democratic ads that are beginning to run that attack the Republican cover-up of the Mark Foley scandal.
Clear-thinking Americans know what this trash is.
But I got distracted by the post there of Matt McAllister of Santa Barbara, California, who just set the Guinness Book of Records for wearing the most T-shirts at one time.
What's up with that?
You can see him incrementally adding on a total of 155 shirts from sizes small to 10XL.
Oh my God.
And it took him 4 hours and added 100 pounds to his weight.
You're no kind of man.
Finally, something in the news that totally matters. For the Blog Report, I'm Gene Galvin, and I'm only wearing one T-shirt, and the only record I hold is for the most number of votes cast for Sarah Evans on Dancing with the Stars.
I kept stepping on my dress, which was messing with me mentally the whole dance.
Yeah, it was us too, yeah. There you go, Jay.
I understand that that guy who put on the most T-shirts, I understand that they had like paramedics and fire people present to make sure that he could still breathe.
That is great. I didn't know that. It's on YouTube. Have you seen it? You got to see
it.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
That's great.
I've seen it. And that's what they said. They said that there were, you know, fire people there and there were rescue people in case he couldn't breathe after having all that fabric wrapped all over his upper chest. It's cool the way he changes when he puts on, you know, how he starts to grow.
Yeah, and there's barely a face and a nose and a mouth sticking out of the top of all that.
Yeah, at the very end of that, it's really remarkable. We got to give cool. a tip to the hat to Keith Olbermann. Countdown. Do you ever watch Keith Olbermann at Countdown?
Oh yeah. And the guy's on fire lately with his comments at the end. I mean, he's really found kind of a hook.
He's got another special commentary coming up tonight. But he announced last night that in the age demographic of 25 to 54, he actually beat Bill O'Reilly.
That's interesting. By the way, if you go to the DrudgeReport.com, not the, but DrudgeReport.com, over on the right-hand side, Drudge lists, and I have mixed feelings about Matt Drudge and the work that he does and has done, but one of the interesting things about his site is he lists, I guess, their Nielsen ratings by night, the overnights, for all of those cable shows. And it shows, but it doesn't break it out in that way. And by the way, that's the right way. You know this from being in the radio business. That middle demo is the money demo, is
right.
It not?
It's stupid.
And it's the one that everybody wants. It's the prize one.
Right.
And by the way, Jay, I am Jerry Springer's cut man on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm his Rock the Boat guy. and I dropped a message on his machine last night. You couldn't get through to him. Even those closest to Jerry could not penetrate the iron circle around him of both family and media after he stunned America with his comeback victory on Dancing with the Stars. But, you know, we're working on a new strategy for this week the new Jerry Springer, freed now because he's now learned the waltz to dance grandly for his daughter at her wedding. But now we've got what I'm proposing, Jerry Springer Unplugged. Next week, there should be sparks flying from the bottom of his Capizio shoes.
Who cares? Stop it.
Because he's free now. He's free to find his inner dancer.
I would rather kiss a person with male parts.
No.
Was that Jerry or was that Foley?
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, maybe Jerry knows Foley. They're both from Florida.
Oh, Lord. Now, are we going to get a chance to talk to him on Friday, maybe?
Oh, I think it's guaranteed.
Because he's in transit today. So.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Got to talk to him.
So we got to get all the details on Friday.
Absolutely. Be there, be square kind of deal. We'll get it set up.
I don't know. I got by on being sexy this week.
All right, and I got one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, do some research into this.
All right.
Announcement is out. Coming up next month.
Yep.
New Beatles CD. George Martin has remixed music. They say it is a chance to relive the excitement of the Fab Four all over again.
Yow.
How about that?
That's unbelievable. I'll check it out to see if they've got any, an early sample of it somewhere on the internet. If they do, we'll play it. Now, otherwise, I'll bring in my Best of the Beatles CD and we'll drop something good in. You know, and by the way, Jay, real fast, you know this because you're a music aficionado. The Beatles, if you take the Beatles, like a Best of's box set of the Beatles, the evolution of their music and their messages is so prevalent. Is that not true?
Yeah, extremely.
You can just watch them change over the years, moving with the times, always staying up at the progressive edge of what was happening in the world. But it is stark. Just their music is very representative, more so than, let's say, a Dylan. A Dylan kind of moved around a lot, and I love Bob Dylan. But the Beatles really progressed almost with a purpose.
I love the Beatles. So, you know, if you can't get any samplings of the new CD, at least you can come up, and I know you will because you're capable of this, you'll come up with some great Beatles sites for us.
Yeah, we'll do it. That's
okay,
easy.
Gene.
We'll do it. All right, Jay, talk to you, man.
You got it. There's Gene Galvin. He is the senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com. And they do the blog report, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we'll talk to Jerry about Dancing with the Stars. We'll talk to you at 1-877-345-3779, 1-877-345-3779. You want to talk about Mr. Foley. Also, there's another radical idea out there about how to stop school violence. We'll get into that, too. Jay Marvin for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer. He's a man of vision. He's a man of integrity. On the radio.
It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Final cleanup of that two-car northbound Parker at Hamden. Otherwise, you ride through Aurora, not too bad. Still a little sluggish northbound, Islip to Alameda. And in your southbound lane, you're going to run into the heavy traffic 6 to Alameda and through the Tech Center. Eastbound 6 continues to be a slow drive through Lakewood. You want to watch out for signal lights malfunctioning. Federal at 26. Those are flashing in all directions. It's making for a tough drive through that intersection, so just make sure you're careful and observe it as a four-way stop. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a possible foothill shower. Only a high of 77. Tonight, looking for partly to mostly cloudy skies, low of 49, and currently it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
To get strength and security mile after mile, ask about Michelin light truck or SUV tires at Discount Tire. Purchase your next set of Michelin tires today at Discount Tire and know you're getting strength and security mile after mile.
Hey, Chuck. What's up?
Just reading my voter guide. Here.
Some good choices.
The petition process made them possible. I support our rights to petition and vote.
Me too. Who doesn't?
Politicians, judges, special interests, they keep trying to kill it. That's why Amendment 38 is called the Petition Rights Amendment.
Sounds good. What's it do?
It protects our right to petition government. Simpler rules, all on one page, shorter ballots, November elections only, fewer lawsuits.
Lawyers must hate that.
So do politicians and lobbyists. The best part of 38 is we, the people, could petition local governments.
You mean we can't now?
Nope, not even our own county.
Take a look.
Thanks. I'll take a good look at Amendment 38. Petition rights, letting us vote. Who could object to that?
Paid by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. We all want to keep our children safe. So if you notice that someone is giving your child gifts or showing them special attention, just keep a close eye on the situation. Be aware, and let's all work together to stop child abduction.
Brought to you by the Amber Watch Foundation.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. I'm just kind of listening along to that music. It's quite enticing, isn't it? 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-34-JERRY. It's toll free, and I got a bunch of open lines. You want to get in on the discussion here about the Foley situation, about Iraq, and how about this? I got to bring this up. Here's a radical idea on how to cut down on school violence. Okay, I don't endorse this. It's not my idea, but I saw it and I thought, I just got to bring it up. Ready for this? As communities look to make their schools safer, a Wisconsin state lawmaker announces a plan that's raising plenty of eyebrows. Representative Frank Lassie wants to make it legal for teachers and other staff to carry guns. The Republican realized his proposal is extreme, but he says it's a concept that has worked well in other countries like Israel and Thailand, so why not Wisconsin? Lassie came up with the idea following the recent string of school shootings. When you can make someone think twice about doing something like that, or be very concerned about, gee, I don't know that what classroom is going to have someone who's armed in it, who may return fire, I think that's a good thing, said Lassie. I'm just thinking this is not a reasonable, workable idea, says William Reese, the superintendent of the Middleton Cross Plains School District. He says police liaison officers patrol the school buildings, which is common in many large districts. Reese says if given the option, he will not carry a gun. In his opinion, that's only asking for more trouble. This is something that it is best left to weapons in schools, to law enforcement people who have extensive training, says Reese. There are going to be people who think this is a terrible idea. Anytime you have a big idea like this, you're going to have those who agree or disagree with it, acknowledged Lassie. Under his proposal, no one would be required to carry a weapon, but those who want to would get extensive training. Lassie is from Bellevue near Green Bay, where an attack on a school was recently prevented. If it can happen in my hometown area, it can happen anywhere, he says. Lassie plans to introduce the bill at the start of next year's session. He says so far he's gotten mixed reviews from his constituents. Other school districts, including Madison, are not commenting about this guy's idea. Can you imagine that, having teachers armed in school? Well, he wouldn't make it mandatory. What he'd do is if you wanted it, they'd give you extensive training and you could carry a gun. Now, do we have any teachers listening who would like to pipe up about this? I mean, would you want to tell us that you would feel safer if you were able to bring, like, you know, in a Magnum 44 or something? 1-877-345-3779, and let's go to Lee in Boulder. Lee, hi, you're on.
Jay.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah, I called about the Foley thing, but I had a question.
Sure, that's good.
First.
Go ahead.
A question. A couple weeks ago, I read in USA Today that Air America was on the verge of bankruptcy. Do you know any, is that true or not?
No, I don't know anything about that, and I can only speak for the radio station that I work for, which is AM 760 Progressive Talk here in the Denver-Boulder area. They are, as far for us, they are a program provider, and so whatever does or does not happen to them will not ultimately affect us. And I don't have any inside information about what's going on there, and there are always rumors rampant about everything.
Is there? Well, I was listening to your show today around 6, and the Osborne Report came on, and this guy from CBS said Foley didn't break any laws, that the age of consent in Washington is 16, and what's the big hubbub about? And he made it sound like this Osborne character said the whole deal was a bunch of gays that worked for Republicans, congressmen were kind of blackmailing the Republican Party to try to keep that hushed up. But he said technically nothing, there was nothing illegal. He could literally take the guy to the Motel 8 with a jar of Vaseline and have fun and be legal.
Well, I don't know about that because you got a problem here. This is where this
is legal or illegal? That's my question.
Well, here,
is that
well,
guy lying? He's from CBS. They've been known to forge documents.
Well, hold on a second, and I'll give you an answer.
Okay.
Okay. The age of legal consent, I believe, in Washington D.C. is 16. However, you have a problem if you're instant messaging somebody and they're 16 years old, but they're in Louisiana, or they're in Florida, or they're in San Diego, California, the law is different, and it's crossing state lines. And for Mr. Osborne to say, what's the big deal, that there's nothing going on, is to say, well, I want to remain ignorant of the facts. We don't have all the facts as far as...
Well,
we don't know, because they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us where he's from. I believe he's from Louisiana. But the fact is, they're not going to tell us. That's number one, because they're going to try to protect him. And number two, not enough of an investigation has been done here to figure out whether he did indeed violate a criminal statute. But one thing's for sure, he violated the House rules.
What's the House rules?
Well, what do you mean, what's the House rules?
Yeah, I'm asking
the
you rules, said he violated.
The House rules is you can't have those kind of contact with pages.
Well, isn't that kind
you
of...
You can't have intimate sexual discussions with pages.
That's what the House rules are.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so what you're telling me is this Foley guy could have took the guy to a motel in Washington and done him up, but if he emails him in Louisiana, it's against the law?
That's right.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it?
No, why? What's crazy about it?
Well, I think having sex with him is worse than emailing him. Don't you? I think you have potential for abusing him futurely down the line.
It depends on what you put in the instant message, or it depends on what you put in the email.
Or what you put in the hotel room, huh?
And it also depends on whether you meet him in that state and you have contact with him.
I've also read Foley has come out and said he was abused by the clergy. Do you think the liberal gay community is going to come to his rescue like the rest of the gays that have come out and said they've been abused by the clergy?
I can't answer for that because I'm not a liberal gay.
And then, well, I have a funny feeling they'll be hypocrites and not.
Well, since when does being molested by a priest or by somebody in a position of authority,
It doesn't excuse anything, Jay. No one's saying that. I'm just asking, will the gay community come to his support they have in all these other...
You know what?
I know what.
Stand down a second. Let me finish.
Go ahead, big boy.
Big boy?
Yeah, 350-pound big boy, right?
Yeah, go to the phone zone, jerk. Let's go to what? Let's see, we got to take a break. That guy's called me before with that attitude, and what he should do is he should get like two phone numbers in his house, and he should call himself on the phone and conduct his own talk show. Because he really doesn't want to hear what anybody else has to say. He's only interested in what he has to say himself. That's basically where Lee and Boulder is coming from. So, Lee, I'll tell you what. Instead of me wasting my time and everybody else's time by telling you all of that stuff, why don't you do, like, the really proper thing, and why don't you go look it up and go see? Because the point I was going to make is that even if he had been molested by a priest, it's not okay and doesn't make it okay to try to solicit and act in a predatory-type manner towards kids that are not of the age of consent. That's number one. And number two, it's up to you to get help for your problems And it's not like he's 16. He's a 50-year-old-plus man. So I don't think that the gay community has to do anything to come to his aid. And I think people who have been molested by priests have a perfect right, or clergy members have a perfect right, to take that up. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Sippy, we got another problem, an accident at Pena Boulevard at 48th. So far, freeways through the city looking pretty good. I-70 bunched up a little bit eastbound between Federal and Brighton. We're also starting to catch the westbound delays now between I-225 and I-270. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a possible foothill shower. Only a high of 77, currently 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, they're celebrating October with a haircut sale. Get into any of the 50 metro area salons for a fantastic haircut and shampoo massage at their always great value, or for special pricing, look in the Valpak envelope in your mail this week. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple, step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD, 800-353-5494. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-5494. Get your free CD now, 1-800-353-5494. You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
Hey,
you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
This year, more than ever, our
insert district, state, city, county, or just say our country here
needs the leadership and values of
insert candidate name.
Working families and supporters of freedom know that
candidate holding baby, if new wife is younger, show also,
is working hard for a secure America. And yet, some people still support
black and white photo of opponent looking scummy.
Don't they remember how
he or she
voted with big corporations and powerful elites for
symbolic wedge issue?
Time and again,
black and white photo of scummy opponent shaking hands with convicted lobbyist pedophile
has declared war on family values. What a contrast to
candidate in elementary school classroom, couple of black kids
who'd had the courage to stand up to the special interests and fight against
latest focus group talking points.
Don't be fooled by the same old double talk. Vote to protect our children and our
district, state, city, county, or just say our country.
Vote for
candidate in hard hat shaking hands with ethnically diverse workers.
And send a message to the Hate America First crowd that
black and white photo of opponent split screen with Adolf Hitler
represents.
Candidate standing in front of a war memorial.
Can I approve this message?
Paid for by
untraceable political group with misleading name, powerless figurehead.
Chairman.
Jerry.
Springer on the radio.
34 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. Instant message me at am760.net. Here's an instant message. Why haven't warrants been issued to search Foley's office and residences? Don't the emails and IMs amount to probable cause? The FBI had no trouble searching William Jefferson's office. Did the FBI send William Jefferson a letter saying don't touch anything before getting a warrant and searching the premises? And I believe what they're trying to do is I believe they're trying to do that now. They're trying to get a hold of his stuff now and get a look at it. The FBI is, and the Justice Department is working on it. But good question, they are kind of slow. Tim in Denver. Tim, you're on the Springer Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to comment about the Foley thing. I mean, to me, it's just astounding how this is just emblematic of the Republicans that, you know, Foley commits crimes, not only the sex thing that, you know, the crazy caller you were getting into was about, but supplying alcohol to minors, transporting minors across state lines and all this. And then, of course, he claims, I'm gay and I was abused, and so that makes me above the law, you know, which seems to be a recurring theme of theirs. Hastert doesn't want to provide any oversight, and it's like, oh, hey, my problem? No, not my problem. I don't, you know. It's like these guys, you know, he's lying, cheating, stealing, breaking the law, and thinking they can get away with it. And I hope that this thing has finally catalyzed America enough that, you know what I'm saying, and lightning bolts pour out of the sky, and we end up with some cooked Republicans. Former congressman, hopefully, in particular.
People ought to get hip to this. They ought to get hip to what's going on here, that these guys knew about it and didn't do anything about it. And as far as the previous guy, Lee, who called, this whole idea about, because he was abused, you know, he was abused as a child by a priest, is now the liberal gay and lesbian community going to stand up for him? Well, you know, there's a couple of things to break down there. Number one, at the ages that he claimed that it happened to him, he was a non-consenting minor, so therefore that is pedophilia and it is child abuse. And yes, they should stand up for him, and not only should they stand up for him in that regard, but we should all stand up for him. Now, as far as what he did later in his life when he got into his 50s and never got any help for any of this stuff, and then turned around and has allegedly now victimized other teenagers and other kids, And we're going to find out just exactly how much he has done, and maybe the IMs were the only thing that he did, but we're going to find out that part of it he's got to be held responsible for. So one really basically has nothing to do with the other. But what I noted about that previous caller was that he got into this whole great thing about Vaseline and a hotel room, and I think there's something going on there, man, that he's not copping to. So, Lee, you know, if you want to come out of the closet, Lee, come on, okay? It's all right. We won't be judgmental.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's to me, it's the whole thing about the sleaze and the law breaking, and that seems to be it.
Right.
And, of course, you know, Darth Cheney standing behind, you know, he thinks the Speaker of the House is great. Well, yeah. Boy, he's a moral authority to talk, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these guys are all big-time moral authorities, aren't they? Yeah, you know when they're moral authorities? They're moral authorities when it comes to your morals and my morals, but they don't have any morals themselves.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And to me, it's a shame that this is what the Republican Party has degenerated into. The leadership of the party, the people that raise money in the party, because it's all about money and power, you know, and apparently so much of the membership. I mean, once upon a time, that was a proud party, and they should be, you know, they should be ashamed, but of course they have no shame, so anyway.
Well, I wouldn't say that they have no shame. I'm willing to bet you that there are rank-and-file members who consider themselves to be Republicans.
Yeah.
Everyday people who are ashamed of this and feel bad about it. It's the leadership that has no shame.
Yeah, true, and with some notable exceptions. I noticed, once again, McCain, who, you know, you kind of wonder sometimes, he just seems to be sort of on a different wavelength than the rest of these fools, you know, talking about, you know, that there needs to be an independent investigation, and I think he's exactly right, yet again, about something. You know what I'm saying? He may not, like 100% of what he says, but at least he seems to be, have some sense of morals, some sense of ethics, and above all, the ability to think for himself.
Well, you got to watch that, though, because he's not going to do anything that's going to hamper his own presidential career and path.
Yeah,
and look at that whole detainee bill. In the end, all of that fighting and all of his posturing does a lot to build up the straight talk express, but in reality, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney walked away with what they wanted, and McCain went along with it. And McCain is also going around talking to Jerry Falwell's school and Bob Jones University, and he's doing all of that. So he's trying to position himself for 08, and he's not as straight talk, quote-unquote, as he claims to be.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, that act they passed, the Bush Absolution Act of 2006, or better, the Bush Dictatorship Act of 2006, because, you know, if I write a check to a 501c3, an IRS tax-deductible charity, that President Bush alone, by himself, deems to support terrorism, I could end up being deported from the country, you know, and tortured in who the hell knows where.
That's exactly right.
And as I understand it, that's actually what that thing says.
Oh, yeah. And the attorneys who are helping the internees at Guantanamo can also be stuck in the same position.
Yeah. And you know, that's to me where the red herring about this, and again, it's the divisive issue that they split it on, is they talk about, you know, the rights of the guys in Guantanamo. Now, sure, some of those guys are undoubtedly criminals, you know what I'm saying, waged war on us and all that. And, you know, I mean, not that I shouldn't be concerned about them, but I'm a little less concerned about them than I am about, you know, somebody's grandmother who writes out a donation check to somebody and gets in trouble potentially for it.
Thing is, though, you should be concerned about everybody's rights, because everybody technically is innocent until proven guilty. Tim, thank you. I got to go. Thank you so much. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Coming up next, Dr. Jack Drescher will talk about this whole gay issue versus pedophilia. And we'll see if we can clear up some myths here. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
We promise Jerry won't steal your comments and ideas from your emails.
Much.
Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
Call us now.
877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at PC-Answers.com. That's PC-Answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at Troubleshooter.com.
Facts, you should be doing fine along those. Southbound 25 still stop and go from Spear, though, back to I-70. No real change on I-70 itself. Again, we still have heavy conditions, but we're wreck-free. Down south, C-470 clogged now through Highlands Ranch, Broadway to University, and also through Littleton near Kipling. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a possible foothill shower, a high of 77. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 49. Currently, 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Check out graduate study in 18 subject areas in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences downtown at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Visit cudegrees.com/class. That's cudegrees.com/class.
Allied Insurance reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the U.S. is at risk of developing breast cancer. Early detection and treatment greatly improves the chance for survival. For information about the options available to you or a loved one, consult your health professional or visit nbcan.org. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. That's Allied Insurance, making a difference in our community.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The Real Estate Advocate will return on Saturday, October 14th, to help you with your real estate and mortgage problems. Tune in to The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 14th, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune in to The Real Estate Advocate right here, Saturday, October 14th, from 1 to 2.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Hour, Jay Marvin, Springer on the radio. Good to have you along. Let's say hello to Dr. Jack Drescher. He is from the American Psychiatric Association. Dr. Drescher is a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst in full-time private practice in New York City. He's an expert spokesperson on issues related to gender and sexuality. He has appeared on ABC's Good Morning America, CNN's Paula Zahn Now, Fox News, The O'Reilly Factor, and many other media outlets. And, Doctor, welcome to Springer on the Radio.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me.
I'm tempted to ask you what it was like about O'Reilly and what's your psychoanalysis of that, but I won't go there. I'll skip it and we'll stick to the topic. Maybe we can have you back on at another time to start to get into that. You've got to be watching this Foley thing, and you had to hear the mass amount of what I call authoritarian right-wing Christians and moralists who are all over the media equating gays and lesbians with child molesters. What's your take on that?
Well, that's the standard position taken on that side of the political spectrum. The scientific community over the last 100 years has separated out different forms of sexual identity, different kinds of sexual expression from each other so that homosexuality and pedophilia are considered two very different types of categories, although there is reasons why in people's minds there's overlap. So science doesn't combine them. Religion sometimes does combine them. We saw that, for example, with the Catholic Church scandal, that after the pedophile priests were found out and their bishops tried to cover it up, the solution that the Catholic Church came up to their pedophile scandal was to not let gay priests into the priesthood. So you're seeing a similar kind of pattern here.
You've got people who, even though I would disagree with them, I would consider them to be pretty well thought out people like Pat Buchanan and others who are saying that we should never put a gay person in Congress because they just can't control themselves.
Well, I mean, that's patently absurd. I mean, there are gay congressmen, there are gay doctors, there are gay lawyers, you know, all of them living rather mundane and boring lives. A person's sexual orientation doesn't say anything to you about whether or not they can control themselves. That's a separate issue. There are, you know, I mean, we saw this week, you know, this tragic story in Pennsylvania of a heterosexual married man who went into a school and killed five children. Should we not allow heterosexuals near children? I mean, it's a silly way to think about the issue.
Yeah, it really is. Or should we not allow them to be milk truck drivers, too? That would be another.
It would be nice if we could really come up with a list of categories that would warn us beforehand who is safe and who is not safe, but those are not the categories.
All right, who is the average pedophilia? Pedophile.
Pedophiles, it's important to understand, by psychiatric diagnosis, are people who are interested in prepubescent children, that is, kids who have not reached puberty. And so the psychiatric diagnosis primarily applies to people who interest in that. And an interest in children also doesn't tell you anything about the person's adult life either. For example, many pedophiles who are interested in children are married, married to women. And so some pedophiles are what we call heterosexual pedophiles, which are the majority of pedophiles. That is, that they are men who go after girls. And a smaller number are homosexual pedophiles, that is, pedophiles who are interested in boys, because most pedophiles are men. But it's important to keep in mind that even a homosexual pedophile may be married in a heterosexual marriage. So the pedophilic interest doesn't have anything to do with the public persona of the pedophile.
All right, let me ask you just to hang on here just a second, because I got one more really important question that I want to ask you. I've always wanted to ask somebody as knowledgeable as yourself. So if you'll just hang in the phone zone, we'll come right back with you. We're talking with Dr. Jack Drescher. He is from the American Psychiatric Association. Dr. Drescher is a psychiatrist. Come on, Jay, I can get it out. I'm a psychoanalyst in full-time private practice in New York City, and he's an expert spokesman on the issues related to gender and sexuality. And he has been on all kinds of programs, including the O'Reilly Factor and also Fox News, which someday I'll get him back on the program and we'll ask him what it was like and what his take is on Bill O'Reilly. But I got a really important question, and I'm going to ask it to him coming up. So stick around. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
This is Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Dancing with the Stars.
And talking with you on the radio at 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM760. Progressive Talk.
Life Care Center of Littleton reminds listeners that each year thousands of older people are disabled by falls that result in broken bones. Many of those injuries could have been prevented. Make sure stairways and hallways are well lighted and bathrooms are equipped with grab bars and non-skid mats. This is from Life Care Center of Littleton at 1500 West Mineral Avenue. Call for information about their rehabilitation programs at 795-7300. That's Life Care Center of Littleton, where they care about the seniors of our community.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing that's the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You know what I love doing? I love going on right-wing talk shows. Because I get these calls in, I get callers in, and they go like...
You guys on the left, you always complain about the president and Iraq, but do you have a plan?
And I go, yes, I do. Al Franken. And what I love to do on these right-wing shows is just take as long as I can to explain the plan, because the host gets very frustrated. Because they're going, oh, no, you weren't supposed to have a plan.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10. On AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. We're talking to Dr. Jack Drescher. He is an MD from the American Psychiatric Association and a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, full-time private practice in New York City. He's been on all kinds of shows, and he is an expert spokesman on the issues related to gender and sexuality. And the doctor, I don't know if you can answer this question. I don't know if you want to answer this question, but I got to ask this because I've always wanted to ask it. What do you make of people, like we have one here in Colorado? Her name is Marilyn Musgrave. She is a elected congresswoman. She is running for re-election. Her whole entire, I mean everything, is about gays, is about going after gays, is about, you know, defense of marriage and all of this stuff. And what do you make out of people who seem to be just obsessed with gay people?
That's a very good question. I've never met the congresswoman, and of course it wouldn't be professional of me to offer psychological interpretation of her. So I'm not allowed to do that ethically in my profession. But I can say that there are lots of reasons why some people become obsessed with homosexuality and sexuality in general. There are a lot of people who come from conservative religious traditions who believe that sexuality in all its forms and expressions outside of marriage are wrong. And they, I think, very sincerely believe that it is their duty to protect others from this form of expression. For some, it becomes an obsession. That does happen from time to time. And I think it's very funny. I think I saw on Comedy Central they were interviewing one of these religious rights psychologists who says that homosexuals are obsessed with sex, but he actually came across as a person who was himself obsessed with sex. So we have a notion in psychology of projection. That is, we imagine other people have the motives that we ourselves have. And so there are people who are concerned about others' obsessions with sex, but they themselves are obsessed with sex.
Is going after gay and lesbians, is that just an easy road to take?
Apparently, in some parts of the country, it is, because it's like evoking the fear of terrorists, which we're seeing today, as a way to scare people. In the 50s, people evoked the fear of communists and homosexuals. Those were common fear tactics being used. So yes, I mean, most people who know gay people, know somebody in their family, friends, or workplace, know that most gay people are just like everybody else. They go to work, they pay their taxes, and they don't represent a threat to society. But there is a group of people who very actively extrude openly gay people from their inner circles, and so the only thing they know about gay people are the stereotypes that are being talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Hope to have you on the show again. It's really, really been a pleasure. Thank you so much. All right, there's Dr. Jack Drescher. All right, coming up next, Max Cleland weighs in on Foley and on Iraq here on Springer on the Radio with Jay Marvin.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5992. That's 888-326-5992. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5992.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A congressional committee has begun the effort to answer some difficult questions about the Foley email scandal, with perhaps some political careers hanging in the balance. The latest live from CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee is meeting behind closed doors on the case of former Republican Congressman Mark Foley amid new allegations Republican leaders knew about his conduct years ago. The FBI is also investigating, and there's even a new toll-free hotline for former pages who may have received Foley's sexually explicit emails.
Thank you for calling the tip line for the United States House of Representatives.
The Ethics Committee is likely to move slowly, but the political wheels are spinning fast, with much attention focusing on what House Speaker Dennis Hastert knew and when he knew it. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. Political strategists are weighing in on this controversy. Veteran Republican Babe Buchanan says Speaker Hastert should resign, and President Bush should send this message to the GOP leadership.
It's time to move on, fellas, if you want to keep the majority.
Democratic strategist Kiki McClain says her party should keep the heat on Republicans.
That the red flags were up, and the fact that these people did nothing about it is inexcusable and unforgivable.
With midterm elections just over a month away, both parties are carefully gauging the fallout from the Foley story. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Funerals underway in Pennsylvania Amish country for four of the five girls killed in Monday's schoolhouse shooting spree. CBS's Tracy Smith is there.
They believe that each of these children has gone on to a better place. It is their faith that is getting them through this. It is their faith that has also told them that they must forgive the man who did this. And so they say they're realistic, they're not Pollyanna about this. They know that this is going to be a struggle, but they say that they will forgive Charles Roberts.
Some neighbors have already reached out to Roberts' family. A bomb threat shut down an entire school district today in Culpeper County, Virginia. Police teams are doing a sweep of all schools and daycare centers. In Bailey, Colorado.
I'm sure glad to see our students back today.
Superintendent Jim Walpole there to welcome students back to class 8 days after the high school shooting that killed a 16-year-old girl. The room where the violence took place will remain closed. For 14 hours, a man with a gun held police at bay in a suburb of Fort Worth, Texas. It ended with him in custody, but three people were wounded in the shooting that led up to the standoff. Secretary of State Rice is in Baghdad, arriving there today by helicopter to meet with Iraq's prime minister about a new spike in violence. Nation's big retailers say September was sweet, reporting better than expected sales gains thanks to good weather and lower gas prices. Tracy Mullen of the National Retail Federation is trying to get an early handle on the holidays.
We are seeing a slowing of the economy, but we're still projecting a better-than-average holiday, and so we believe consumers are getting a little more cautious in their spending, but they're still going to be prepared to spend for that all-important Christmas season.
Right now, the Dow is down 13 points. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you...
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Students are streaming back into Platte Canyon High School in Bailey this morning, 8 days after Dwayne Morrison walked into the building, took six students hostage, and killed 16-year-old Emily Keys. Much of the second floor where the incident took place remains closed off, including room 206. President Bush was in Colorado yesterday on a political call, but took time out to remember Emily Keys and to talk about school safety.
We wanted to make it certain around the country that the schoolhouse is a safe place for children to learn.
President forming a task force to come up with ways to prevent school violence. A CSU student hospitalized after a fraternity house party last month had consumed 12 shots of hard liquor in a 30-minute time period and had reportedly never drank before. The report obtained by the Rocky Mountain Collegiate says the girl would have died if she'd not been hospitalized.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour. Oh, no, not him again. But it is me. Only until Friday, and then Jerry will be back. Jay Marvin. This show originating from AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver, Boulder, Colorado area. You can instant message me at am760.net, and I try to read those as much as I can during the breaks. And I thank you, everybody, for your IMs, and also thanks to people who have emailed me from cities that I have previously worked in, which have been a lot of cities. But thanks, and thanks primarily to a lot of the people who are listening to 850 and have emailed me from Chicago and the Chicagoland area. Really do appreciate that. We're waiting to see if we can get a hold of Max Cleland, and if we can get him on, we'll talk to him about not only the Foley business, but also about Iraq. You know, one thing strikes me, if you read that Frank Rich book about the greatest war ever sold, he always talks about how this White House, everything is a cinematic moment, and everything is well choreographed and put together, and everything is like a big tricolor, a big multicolor photo op. And the president right now is talking about No Child Left Behind, which is up for renewal next year. And he's standing in front of a banner, or it looks like it's a backdrop, would be a better word to put it. Almost has like kind of a wallpaper look to it that says No Child Left Behind. They don't leave a single thing out. But here's what hit me about that. All this flying around that he does, all this campaigning, like being here yesterday for Bob Beaupre, whose nickname, he's running as governor on the Republican ticket here in Colorado, whose nickname is Both Ways Bob. All of that, plus all of this stagecraft that they engage in, how much do you think that costs you and I, the taxpayers? And I've never really ever gotten a clear ruling on this, and I've never really totally understood this. Does the GOP, Congressional Campaign Committee, pay for his flights when he appears on behalf of candidates, or do the taxpayers do it? All right, let's talk to a genuine patriot and war hero, a military leader, a former U.S. senator. This is my second time talking to him on the radio, Senator Max Cleland. And, Senator, good morning and welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jay. It's great to be here in Colorado Springs and on behalf of another Jay.
Yeah, there you go.
The more the Republicans dump slime and crime on America, the better Jay Fawcett looks. I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, graduate of the Air Force Academy, Bronze Star winner in the Persian Gulf War in 91, retired Air Force colonel, businessman here in Colorado Springs, married a Colorado Springs girl. So, I mean, Jay's the real thing, and I think that's what this election is all about. Are you going to choose slime and crime and enhance the Republican leadership in Washington, and particularly in the House that is falling apart, an embarrassment to us all, where the House Speaker of the House covers up a pedophile, a Republican Congress member who's hitting on male pages? Are you kidding? So we need to change. We need to change the course, change the direction. And Republicans know that. They're embarrassed by this because ultimately they're all Americans. And so I think the people of this congressional district are going to vote for an all-American candidate like Jay Fawcett.
We could be looking at one of the biggest upsets in this country.
Well, you know, when you really look at it, I mean, the American people are not dumb. They're not stupid. And they're going to go with the best horse in the field, I mean, most of the time. Now, party considerations come into it some. Hardcore ideological beliefs come into it some. But basically, most Americans want what works best for them. And you look at the candidates, and the proven track record is all on the side of Jay Fawcett. You know, a career in public service, particularly in terms of the Air Force. Air Force retiree, a veteran of conflict in the Persian Gulf. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Jay Fawcett. I mean, and so he would be great anywhere in the country. And we're just fortunate to have people like that offer for public service. Now, the Republicans will send their slime machine after him. We're already doing so. But ultimately, the slime and crime they're dumping onto the country, like an open sewer, is disgusting. People are disgusted, really, and they're ready for a change. They're ready for a new course in America, a new direction, particularly in the United States House of Representatives. They know it's time to clean house. It's time to get the stuff out of the stable, and go with a guy like Jay Fawcett, who can help bring a breath of fresh air to Washington and give somebody a sense that they can be proud of their public officials again.
This whole Foley situation and the whole thing with Pastor and the whole, I mean, you've been around Capitol Hill, you know what goes on there. How do you feel about all of this? I mean, I think most of us are disgusted by it. I think most of us, our stomachs are turned. But how could they have allowed this guy Foley to have gone on and done this when there are people now coming forward saying that Dennis Hastert was warned about this 2 years ago?
Well, Bob Woodward's book, A State of Denial, is the term for the Bush administration, quite frankly. They've been in a state of denial about the ground truth in Iraq, the ground truth of the what the veterans need back in this country, and therefore underfunding the Veterans Administration. And the House of Representatives, you know, with people like Tom DeLay in there who go into jail, and people who have been bought off by Jack Abramoff, I mean, it goes right to the top of the Republican leadership in America. I mean, Scooter Libby's been indicted for outing a CIA officer and for lying about it, lying to the FBI, lying to the federal grand jury. We haven't had a situation like that since 1975. I mean, this is outrageous. And then to have the House leadership en masse, particularly the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America, cover up for a known pedophile hidden on mail pages that do the work of the House right there up front and close to those members? Unbelievable. Inexcusable. And so it's time to clean house. And Jay Fawcett's been saying that for a long, 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 long time. That's one of the many reasons I think people are attracted to him, other than the fact that he's credible. He's got a record of public service, second to none. And he knows this community cold. He was raised in it. And people love him, and he loves this community. And if he gets elected, which I think he will, he'll be a great public servant for this community for a long, long time.
It's been a long time since a Democrat has gone to Washington from that community. And as I said before, I mean, we may be looking at one of the biggest upsets of all time here. I mean, Mr. Lamborn, Doug Lamborn, is not much of a candidate and represents not only the same status quo that has been going on in this country since 1994, but offers really virtually no new ideas about how to get us out of this mess that we call Iraq and how to turn this country around.
Well, that's the whole issue right here, Jay, as a matter of fact. That's what this election is all about. You see it not only here in Colorado Springs and in Colorado, but throughout the country. This election is all about stay the course versus change the course. I mean, Jay Fawcett is a change the course guy. I mean, he knows, like any military officer. I was an Army captain in Vietnam. I mean, officers, people who are trained in the military, know if something ain't working and you're getting your men killed and the bad guys are winning, you know, you got to change course.
Yeah.
You got to come up with a new strategy. This president and these members of Congress that are following him off this cliff, they want to stay the course to this country's death. I mean, it's unbelievable. And guys like Jay Fawcett say, wait a minute, you know, it's time to change course. We've got to do something different. We've got to come up with a strategy. If we're not going to have a strategy to win in Iraq, we've got to have a strategy to exit, because we're there in a turkey shoot, and I the guys are the turkeys. They're just shooting at us and killing us, knocking us off one by one. And we aren't getting anything done. We're just losing people, spending $8 billion a month in Iraq alone. And so and then you add the incredible scandal, the slime of the House of Representatives at this point. And you've got slime and crime dumped onto the American people and a war that is where they have no strategy to win, no strategy to get out. And so the American people are not going to vote for stay the course this time. They are just not going to vote for it. And Republicans themselves are the swing voters in this election, and they're not going to vote for stay in the course. And if they have a reasonable alternative like they have here in Jay Fawcett in Colorado Springs, they're going to vote that way.
You know, I absolutely believe that you're 100% right. It's such an honor to have you on, Senator Cleland, and I hope you'll come back on again, whether it's when I sit in for Jerry Springer like I'm doing now, or my local radio show here in the Denver-Boulder area and also carried in Colorado Springs. You're more than welcome to come here anytime. You're a brave and a courageous man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. There's former U.S. Senator Max Cleland. He's a war hero. Now, this is going to be possibly a huge upset in five. It's going to have the whole country talking, and we're going to talk to Jay Fawcett and ask him what it's like to run in a predominantly Republican area. That's coming up next. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer is doing a fine job
on the radio.
Less of you means more of Jerry. So call now, please. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
From hundreds of timepieces available only during this two-day event. Don't miss the 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday at Hyde Park in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin on Springer on the radio. And it's good to be here. One of the things we get to do is we get to profile some of the races and talk about some of the races that are going on here in the state of Colorado, which are races that you may not be following where you live, unless you're one of our listeners here listening. And one of the really interesting races that's going on is Congressional District 5, where candidate and Gulf War veteran Jay Fawcett is taking on opponent Doug Lamborn. The Colorado Veterans for America Forum last night had originally been scheduled for a debate on veterans issues between Fawcett and Lamborn, but the Lamborn campaign, however, refused to participate in the debate, saying that the forums, like the Colorado Veterans for America debate, would not have a large enough audience. They received Max Cleland in attendance instead. And we'll talk to Jay Fawcett about that. And Jay, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good to have you back on again. Let's talk about a couple of things. What happened with this forum last night that Lamborn didn't show up?
Well, we proposed a number of debates and forums, and we laid all that out in the press, open and above board, right after the primary, because it was our view that the citizens of the district needed to hear our differences, and believe me, they're pretty stark, before the absentee ballots went out, and we would continue after that as well. And we didn't hear a word for quite a while. Finally, I'm not sure who put some pressure on Doug. He countered with a couple of debates and dates and responded to the ones we had proposed by saying that, well, you know, the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, the Colorado Veterans for America, were just too small a venue for him. He's busy.
Really? What kind of venue did he want? Mile High Stadium?
You know, I'm not sure. He's also been stiff-arming one of our local conservative talk radio shows. I'm not sure what he's looking for there. I mean, conservative talk radio, how much better does it get for this guy? And he also turned down a chance to be at the Colorado College, one of our local schools here in Colorado Springs, with a moderator who is a political scientist who is a noted Republican. Tonight we are going to be in Fremont County at Canyon City, hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. And I got to tell you, the turnout last night with Max Cleland was impressive. It was a heck of a lot of people. So I don't know what this guy's looking for. I think he's just trying to lay low and bank on the R after his name getting him elected.
Is he going to show up at this thing tonight in Canyon City?
He says he will. We'll find out when we get there. I've been to every one of the venues I proposed, and I'm going to every one that he countered with. So whatever he shows up for, we'll be there ready to roll, Jay.
All right. You're on across the country, so there are a lot of people who are not familiar with this race. The area that you're in, Congressional District 5 here in Colorado, is nationally known as being a very, very, very conservative area. It's the area of focus on the family. What's it like running as a Democrat in an area that hasn't sent a Democrat to Washington in God knows how long?
Well, I'll tell you, because people are so frustrated right now with a number of issues with the Republican Party, and I think you've probably gone into those in the last couple of days, it's great running in this district because I have people coming up to me at events saying, I came here tonight with my friend who's a Democrat. I'm a lifelong Republican. I listened to you. You make sense. I'm going to vote for you. Now, that's in a district where, yeah, we're known nationally as the home of focus on the family. But I tell people that's only one small part of the north end of one county in a six-county district. And they get a lot of national coverage, so everybody relates to them. But there are still people in this district who want to send someone to Congress to get things done and not to proselytize.
Is there much reaction there to the Foley situation?
The silence is deafening from the usual people like Focus on the Family and some of the fundamentalist churches. I think they're confused and embarrassed that the Republican Party of Values has coddled a pedophile. You know, I'm over this, Jay. I am way over it. I am so tired of hearing, well, how can you be a Democrat? You're a veteran. You've defended the country. And the Democrats are the party of no morality. They don't understand foreign policy. They don't understand a strong military. I'm over it. Dennis Hastert was in this district last Friday to endorse my opponent, a man who has absolutely no military background or credentials, and Hastert says he's going to make sure he does everything he can to put him on the Hask. Big assumption on Dennis's part, I think, assuming that he's going to be the speaker, number one. And number two, if they're so concerned about qualified people being the lead on military issues, why is he doing this? At the same time, he's been protecting a pedophile for at least 5 months and maybe as long as 5 years. So I'm way over the Republican Party telling me that the Democratic Party is a party with no moral values, doesn't understand the family, doesn't get military. We're for a strong family, strong defense, and I'm backing that up with how I've lived my life.
How do you view those people who are very, very boisterous about combat and very boisterous about war, and a lot of them are media figures, and a lot of them are in the administration, and they never served a day in uniform?
Are you talking about the fellows that are in competition for the most deferments from the draft, like Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Rush Limbaugh, he's not in the administration. He just thinks he is. Yeah. You know, talk's cheap. I don't see them having put on a uniform and gone anywhere. They took deferments. I don't see their kids going anywhere. I noticed on a website the other day a petition to draft the Bush twins. There's an idea for you.
Yeah, I'd sign that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But it's true. These guys are always saber-rattling. They're saber-rattling towards Iran. They're saber-rattling towards North Korea. They're saber-rattling all over the place. They're saying that, that those of us who are progressives and liberals, that we just don't understand. And yet, they've never been in any kind of a battle.
Well, I put them in the category of people who are willing to fight to the last drop of my blood when I was on active duty.
Well, that's a good way to put it. All right, this is on across the country. If you want to help Jay Fawcett out, Jay, plug your website.
Fawcett4Congress.com. F is in Frank, A-W-C-E-T-T, the digit 4Congress.com. We're going on TV today, Jay, and we need help staying there and keeping the momentum going. It's a great race.
You're going to win, buddy. It's going to be a big upset, and you're going to do it. Just remember I said that.
Okay.
All right, Jay, stay safe, man. We'll talk to you. There's Jay Fawcett. Help him out. FawcettForCongress.com. If everybody who listens to the show sends him $25, that's enough for him to do war against the GOP in his district. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's high-tech engines, an oil change every 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. It improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. And right now at NAPA, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $2.39 per quart. Plus, buy 6 quarts and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Jeffries with the Northland Comfort Dental Office. I think anybody should consider Comfort Dental as a viable option because we're exactly what we say we are. We try and produce comfortable, affordable dentistry. Every office we have is open 7:30 to 7:30, Monday to Friday. We're also open on Saturdays from 7:30 to 1:30, so we can accommodate whatever hours you need to be there. You don't have to travel all the way to England to get great dental care. Comfort Dental can take care of all your needs. I'm Dr. Rob Jeffries. Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Hi there, stud. This is Mark. Good to see you're still online.
Hey, man, I thought you were still in rehab.
I'm allowed one online chat per day, and I chose you. Does that make you hot?
Look, I really can't stay on very long.
Just let me get some closure with you for old time's sake, okay?
Well, okay. What do you want to say?
You were 16, that's almost 18. You brought me to the brink. I like a page when he's underage with blue eyes and cheeks so pink.
You were 51, hitting on 16. You said I look real fine.
Well, you do.
Preaching about sex while checking my texts and playing with me online.
I put the blame on alcohol for choosing boys, not men.
Don't treat me like your Barbie doll.
To me, you're more like Ken.
Thanks. You need someone older and legal sharing your fantasy.
I am 52, looking at 3 to 5. I'm sure you'll wait for me.
Yeah, right. You can bet on that.
Oh, gambling. That's a great idea. I'll add that to the alcohol and being molested.
I am 16, sort of look 19, paging here on the hill.
Making me sin, he's just like Lewinsky's, not having sex with Bill.
She was 22.
You are 16, that's almost 18. Your looks can't be ignored.
Stepped out of line, you had to resign and ran off to Betty Ford.
Just in time. I make excuses for my shame, my church, my priest, my booze. Parents' relations all to blame. They just told me they're Jews.
Mazel tov. I'm sure someday you'll be on Oprah sharing just how you feel.
I'll be 53 going on millions.
Thanks to your film and book deal.
So anybody there with you in rehab I might know?
Well, Robin Williams, Mel Gibson, George Bush.
George Bush?
Just kidding. Say, what are you wearing right now?
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. You know one person who is happy about this whole Foley situation is George Allen. At least he's off the pages of the newspaper, right? Senator Makaka. It's 1-877-345-3779. Anything you want to talk about? I got a couple of open lines. So jump on and we'll get into it. Let's go to Dave in Fort Collins. Dave, hi, you're on.
Yeah, hey, great interview with Eric Pat Cleveland and with Jay Fawcett.
Thank you.
And I've heard two more veterans running for Congress, Tammy Duckworth, who did the Democratic response, and then this morning on NPR, they profiled Charlie Brown, also a retired Air Force officer, running against Doolittle, which is a great name for a Republican congressman, in California, in El Dorado County. And this is a guy who hasn't returned any of his Jack Abramoff money, and whose wife is doing the fundraising, so they get 15% of all the money that's raised goes right back into their pocket. I'm just wondering, if you add up the number of combat veterans running for Congress and for the Senate, how many of them are Democrats compared to Republicans? And I think Democrats are outnumbering Republicans as far as combat vets running this time, way outnumbering them. And I think that would be a very effective campaign tactic, and it also tells you a lot about the kind of people that want to serve.
Yeah, I think those are good observations. I think those are good observations, and I think that the combat veterans do outnumber Democrats, do outnumber Republicans in this cycle. I think it's a really good observation, and I think that when they start to talk about how we don't support the troops, and we're soft on terror, and we're this and that. They, you know, go into their hocus-pocus deal about trying to scare the American public in order to get votes. You got guys like Jay Fawcett and others around the country, Tammy Duckworth, who can stand up and say, wait a minute, you know, that's not true.
Yeah, it's hard to stand up when you got two fake legs, two legs that were blown off in combat. And that's, I'm not making light of that at all. It's like, hey, you look at it. These are people, these are walking examples. And, you know, I think it'd be really behoove someone just to check it out, add it up. How many combat veterans are running as Democrats for Congress? Iraqi veterans, Iraqi war veterans. And I think a very powerful rebuttal. Saying is one thing, and showing's another. And that's all I got, Jay.
All right, Dave. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And from what I can see, Tammy Duckworth can walk pretty well. All right, let's go to Linda in Barrington, Illinois, north of Chicago. Linda, hi, you're on.
Hi, thank you, Jay. First of all, I want to say that I listened to you when you were on WLS. I loved you then. So, but I wanted to make a comment, and then I'm going to hang up, and then I can listen to you. I just hope with this Mark Foley, we are not going to allow him to write a book or have him have someone write a book for him or have a movie put it. Again, that's money back into his pocket. This is terrible. We need to wake up. Just because it didn't happen in our backyard, our family, we cannot allow this to continue. We need to take, and he needs to be made an example of. If he wasn't so high profiled, would they do as much, would they do anything to him? Probably slap his hands and give him, what, 8 months?
Well, I think you raise good points. First of all, we've got to find out exactly what he's guilty of, and there's a long way to go in that investigation. One thing we do know is that the GOP leadership in the House, Mr. Hastert, Mr. Boehner, Reynolds, those folks are guilty, as far as I can see, of covering this whole thing up. I don't know what they were waiting for, maybe to get past the election, and then they were going to let it out. As far as him writing a book or being able to profit out of this experience, I don't know if you can do anything about that, because first of all, he's got to be convicted of something. Second of all, the judge would have to put that in the sentencing guidelines, and I don't know about that kind of stuff. I'm not a lawyer, so you'd have to look into it. But it may very well turn out that what he did was morally wrong, but what he did was not legally wrong. We'll have to wait and see.
I know he'll benefit from it. That's just the American way. And I hate to say it that way, but that's true. But thank you very much for talking with me.
All right, Linda, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thanks for the call. A couple of lines open at 1-877-345-3779, 1-877-34-JERRY, and who knows? This has got a long way to go, and the FBI and the Justice Department are looking into it, and so is the Congressional Ethics Committee. And we'll see what kind of job, of course, they do. And it'll be interesting. The rumors going around are that Dennis Hastert will not be the Speaker of the House next week, that he's going to lose that position. But we'll have to see. But that's the heavy rumor going around Washington, D.C. And this story is not going to die anytime soon. It's not going away anytime soon. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
We promise Jerry won't steal your comments and ideas from your emails.
Much.
Jerry@springerontheradio.com. Talk to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry!
On your telephone.
Oh.
Call 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
A storm chance once again and a high of 83 right now. It's 56 degrees.
Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
FedEx Kinko's has great savings for you this month. Right now, get 20% off all signs, posters, and banners at FedEx Kinko's. Hurry, this offer ends on October 31st. See your neighborhood FedEx Kinko's for details. FedEx Kinko's. Our office is your office.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Arone Appel CPA reminds listeners that National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is celebrating its 21st year of educating women about the importance of early detection. Remember, a mammogram can detect breast cancer in its earliest stages, and early detection means better survival. For more information, visit nbcan.org. This is from Arone Appel CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 575-5755. That's Arone Appel CPA.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Thank you, Jerry, for letting us sit in. And we'll do it one more day, which will be tomorrow. Here's an instant message I got at am760.net. Pretty good one, too. This is from Matt. I just saw a bumper sticker that made me think of this, saying, "We'll stay in Iraq until there are no more terrorists there," is like saying, "The beatings will continue until morale improves." Very good, Matt. Like that one. Also, Jeannie sent me one that says, "Thanks for the Fawcett interview. He said they are on TV today. Please let us know when and where." And I think what he was referring to is, and this is a big part of campaigning, he was referring to the idea that they're going to be running television commercials. And airtime costs a lot of money. And that's why campaigns have to raise a lot of money. And you've got to be on the air in order to win. Let's go to Tom in Chicago. Tom, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
Nice to have you on.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm from Illinois, and sometimes especially this week, I have to say I'm embarrassed with Hastert and Shimkus. And a couple weeks ago on a radio station here in Chicago with somebody you used to work with, they brought Peter Roskam on to defend himself for accusing Tammy Duckworth of wanting to cut and run. Two words that were ill-chosen, so... Your old friend Eileen gets up there, and they were going to address that, and right away it turned to the Foley scandal, and he's blaming it on Democratic dirty tricks. So I just don't understand sometimes how the issues get forced on the back burner with things like this.
Well, because guys like Raskin and Eileen Byrne, who I used to work with, who is ideologically blind and gets all of most of her information from sitting in front of Fox News every single night. They disregard the article that is in The Hill today, which indicates that, it's a magazine that covers Capitol Hill, and I'll read it to you. It's by Alexander Bolton. The source who in July gave news media Representative Mark Foley's suspected emails to a former House page says the documents came to him from a House GOP aide. The aide has been a registered Republican since becoming eligible to vote, said the source, who showed the Hill public records supporting the claim. The same source who acted as an intermediary between the aide-turned-whistleblower and several news outlets said the person who shared the documents is no longer employed in the House, but the whistleblower was a paid GOP staffer when the documents were first given to the media. See, this is the problem. They do not want to face up to what their own party has done. And so what they will do is they will hang in and they will perpetrate the same talking points that you'll hear Eileen say it, you'll hear Don Wade say it, you'll hear Rush Limbaugh say it, you'll hear anybody else that they have on WGOP will make those comments because that's how they play the game and they won't deal in reality or facts.
It's totally reprehensible, and on the other hand, they don't share the fact that Roskam was a handmaiden of Tom DeLay at one time, and it's just terrible that those messages aren't getting out. But I thank you for taking my call, Jay.
Well, you're more than welcome, Tom. Thank you very much. And I know about how these right-wing talk show hosts operate. I know how they operate because I've worked in enough facilities where I was the only liberal or... Not only was I the only liberal, I mean, I watched them. And if you go down, if you live in a city that has enough conservative, enough right-wing talk stations on the air, this one that I live in has three, I believe, and you just take 30 seconds, 60 seconds, a minute, minute and a half, and listen to what they're saying. They all say the same thing. They all make the same comments. And it doesn't matter what information is out there. It doesn't matter what reality is staring them in the face. They're still going to sit there and make the same claims. And in the case of my former partner Eileen Byrne on WGOP there in Chicago, if you tried in any way, shape, or form to counter back, you got beat up by her, you got beat up by the callers, and you even got beat up by the newsman, who's now taken off, Cisco Cotto is his name, he's now taken off to start a right-wing talk show on another radio station there in town. So that's what they do. And it doesn't make any difference what's out there. They see only what they want to see. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
This is former Republican Congressman Mark Foley. The reason I used to ask young boys about their penal size and masturbation is that I was doodled by my clergyman as a kid. But now I'm in rehab where we pray, explore our demons, and listen to Springer on the radio.
Get right through. Email Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
The revolution has arrived. 1360 WSAI.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapahoe Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. They're making a difference for breast cancer awareness. That's the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5992. That's 888-326-5992. For your free consultation, call now, 888-326-5992.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like the sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net. Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio, and we got one more day to do with this, and that's tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll introduce you to the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, will be on the program, and we'll have some other folks. Plus, we'll take a lot of your phone calls because we traditionally do open phones on Friday. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Jay, I've talked to you on many occasions and about many issues, and I agree with you 100% about everything that's going on with this administration and current events. I am so outraged right now what's going on. But I do have a question for you, and please correct me if I'm wrong. But any congressman or senator that has to leave office because they're caught up in a scandal and convicted of a crime or a felony of any of that, do they not still receive their pensions and their health care benefits after they leave office and have been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, they do.
That is outrageous. You mean we are working our butts off every week, and the American citizen, 40 hours of work to make ends meet, and our tax-paying money is going to people who have been convicted of crimes or even maybe a pedophile?
Well, first of all, in Foley's case, he's alleged, and we have to see where that goes. But, yeah, many of them leave in disgrace. Many of them resign in disgrace. And if they don't get in trouble with the law, they still receive their pensions, and I believe they receive their health care. And I think you can also even get in trouble with the law and commit a felony and still get it as well. I'm not as clear on that as I used to be. I can't remember at this particular time if that's right or not, but I believe that they still do. And it's funny how we never have that ever brought up, and there are so many ripoffs going on of the taxpayers' money by these guys in the leadership of this country and in things like Iraq and all over the place. But that stuff's never brought up. But, man, you let one illegal immigrant, one undocumented worker, go to one hospital with some kind of a medical problem, particularly if it's a woman with a child, and suddenly the hammer comes down and people start going, we're getting ripped off.
It's a shame. So what does the average Joe Sixpack have to do? Do we need to start calling our senators, our representatives, and start telling them someone needs to get something passed to get this to stop?
What do we need to do? Well, do you live in Denver?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Your congresswoman is probably Diana DeGette. Call Diana.
Correct.
Call her office and say you want legislation introduced that if you resign in disgrace or that if you're caught committing a crime and convicted of a felony, you lose your pension, and you lose your health care benefits. That's the way to go. Dave, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you to everybody who has called in this morning. And I'll have to go check up that rule about if you're convicted of a felony, whether you still get your pension or not, because I'm unsure about that. So I'll have to go look it up. Tomorrow, plenty of open phones, some great guests, including the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, and possibly Congressman Russ Feingold. Plus, we'll hear from Jerry Springer, and we'll hear what happened on Dancing with the Stars. We'll get a blow-by-blow description from the man himself. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. Jay Marvin for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Including your mortgage in as little as 9 years?
With no more mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the Internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have.